want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike, coming to you coast to coast via the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and today we've got another full plate. Today it's a big giant poo-poo platter. Oh, you can't say that on the radio anymore. No, we've got some good stuff today, including and starting with, oh, by the way, good Wednesday afternoon to you, everybody. Gearing up for the big 4th of July weekend. Anyway, let's get right into it. I don't have a lot of time to monkey around here. But today, we recap the story of Dennis Murphy going to Daytona. And who can't love Dennis Murphy on the best of Don and Mike?
Let's go to Daytona.
Yeah.
Yesterday, about 5:30, I put out the call for Dennis Murphy to go down to Daytona Beach.
He heard the call, and he responded gloriously.
And here he is now, live. Dennis, what is the temperature in Daytona Beach?
Right now, it's sunny and 69 degrees.
69.
Sexy 69.
Yes.
Beautiful degrees.
Oh, man, it is wonderful.
So what time did you make it down there, Dennis?
Man, I broke straight through. I left the house at 9, and I got to Daytona at 10.
So you left last night at 9 o'clock. You arrived at Daytona at 10 this morning?
Yes.
Man, you drove all night.
I drove all night, and I got a couple hours of sleep on the beach, and I'm running on low right now.
Gotcha.
You're a trooper, Dennis.
Dennis, for anybody that's listening to us in the Florida area that wants to make the trek to see you, where exactly have you set up your camp?
Okay, right now I'm at the Rice Krispies camp.
The Rice Krispies tent.
Okay, it's right, you go onto the beach where the amusement park is.
He is so tired. You are tired, Dennis.
Oh, I am.
You sound tired.
I think we told you, though, last night. We instructed you just to drive till you got tired, pull over, get a hotel, and then continue your trip.
I know, but the thing is, hey, I was going to roll. I just want to get here.
Yeah, that's cool. I guess if you get rolling and you want to keep going.
And besides, it's spring break, man.
Yeah.
Spring break, baby.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. So where is the Rice Krispie tent located, Dennis?
Okay. The Rice Krispie tent. This is the only phone that I could find.
Okay.
The Rice Krispie tent is, you will go down Main Street, and you'll take the Main Street, you take the Main Street entrance onto the beach. And I'm around 200 yards to the left.
Are you close to MTV?
See, I couldn't find that. I could not find MTV.
Ah. And you've been there since 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Well, you're tired. I guess I understand that.
Listen, Don.
I go up and down on the beach, and I could not find MTV.
All right, well, don't sweat it, Dennis. Now, I think our nearest affiliate would be, is that Gainesville?
Yeah,
Gainesville, Florida, which is about 90 minutes away, and Tampa Bay is, what, two and a half hours away,
right?
Yeah. I think we're going to have a prize for everybody that finds Dennis today. It's almost like the Find Waldo game.
Yeah, find Dennis at the Rice Krispies tent. And, Dennis, I know you didn't get any sleep, but I'm sure you got a little food. What did you have on your trip down there?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Mike. When I got to Daytona, I went to McDonald's and had two egg McMuffins and orange juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically,
have you had any adult beverages today?
I'm too tired again, but...
Oh, come on, Dennis. You're never too tired to drink, Dennis. You're never too tired to drink, are you?
That'll wake you up, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. If nothing else can find me, I have my Ocean Drug hat on, my major effing shirt on, and plaid green shorts.
You have on plaid green shorts?
Yes.
Oh, that's a look I want to know better.
Do you have on sandals, hard shoes, tennis shoes?
I have a Docker on.
Like what? Like topsiders?
Docksiders.
Okay, all right. He's tired. He mistakenly called them Dockers, which Dennis
pants.
Everyone knows those are pants.
And you see, I was so embarrassed. I got stuck in the sand, and two lifeguards had to come pull me out. You can see all the young, fine women down here.
All right, so you might not have found MTV, but you found the women.
Yeah, I found the women, and my neck is still right now.
Right. Hold on, Dennis. Hold on. Let me see. We got some news about MTV. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I was just calling to tell you that it's not going to be in Daytona. It's in Cancun.
Oh, is that where MTV is?
Yeah.
In Cancun. Well,
yeah.
How long a drive would that be for Dennis? Well, still, he'll find a bunch of people down in Daytona.
Sure.
It sounds very loud.
Sure, with all his charm, he will.
Hey, okay. Snap, crackle, popper down there.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Janet. How are you?
Hi, Janet.
I'm Janet from, like, the Baltimore Show.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I have good news.
What?
There's a positive side to the jumper. I found you guys 3.5 years ago. Because we had a jumper in Baltimore, and they shut the beltway down both directions because it was on the triple overpass. And I was stuck in my car, and I just kept channel surfing, and that's how I found you guys.
Listen to that. Isn't that a beautiful story?
So I have been a loyal fan ever since.
Did that guy kill himself?
No, they got him down.
All these guys, they all tease us.
Well,
and
we're ready to kill them,
nobody really goes through, do they?
No.
Nobody really goes through all the way with
you
these threads.
Bide your time. A lot of population around here, a lot more traffic. One of these days, you'll get one in the wind column.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hello.
How y'all doing today?
Great, thank you.
We just got back from Daytona Bike Week last week.
Oh, right, the big Harley Week, right?
Yeah. We need to get Dennis to go by. It's the only place in the world we found a Denny's where people eat pancakes in the morning and they serve drinks and beer.
They serve beer with the pancakes?
At Denny's.
At the Denny's in Daytona?
In Daytona.
Okay, all right, we'll tell him.
All right, man.
Right now he's partying with Snap, Crackle, and John Pop.
That scares me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey,
turn your radio down, please.
I'm sorry, man. MTV went on a cruise this year.
All right. Yeah, thank you. That wasn't too late. You know, we should urge everybody, too, that has people that know people that are staying down in Daytona.
Yeah, get them to find Dennis.
To get out and see Den.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Big wild prizes for the first, I don't want to make this contest unbelievable, for the first 5 people that find Dennis today. It's not like the first 100 people, but let's be honest, we'll be lucky if one person finds Dennis today, considering that we're not even on in Daytona.
And I'm guessing he left at 9 o'clock last night, and he slept on the beach, which would mean his last shower was over 24 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, MTV was in Daytona, but they pre-record those. It was actually probably last week that they were there. They're not there now.
Okay, thank you.
Because they got in big trouble for not having edited.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Dennis?
Hey, God, Mike, how you doing?
Dennis, have you brushed your teeth today?
Actually, no.
No, oh.
But I did take a shower at 8 o'clock last night, so it's
good
been less than 24 hours.
So, Mike, but it's 20 hours and change now, and you're talking about an all-night car ride followed by many hours in the hot sun on the beach.
No, really, it's not the hot sun. It's for the cool guy.
Dennis, are you telling me that you left at 9 o'clock, you drove all the way to Daytona, and the only thing you've eaten is 2 Egg McMuffins this morning? You must have had something off the road.
Actually, my first gas stop, I could have 2 Reese's Cups.
That's all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a lean, mean fighting machine.
Hey, I'm trying to cut your expenses, Don.
Well, Dennis, you can, I never said I was paying for your food.
Oh, you couldn't?
No, I said I was paying for your hotel,
right?
And I'd pay for half of your gas.
You said half the rental car, but I canceled that. You said you'd pay for all my gas.
All right, yeah, I'll pay for all your gas.
So you won't pay for the food.
And since he's paying for all your gas, that means you got to eat a little bit more.
Okay, I will.
Listen, all right, I'll pay for your food if you just eat exclusively at fast food.
look.
I'm not paying for any real meals.
Like Hardee's, McDonald's, Denny's.
Yeah, maybe pizza. All right, hold on a second.
How about IHOP?
Hold on. No, too expensive. Hold on, please, Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, my husband's in Daytona right now, and I called him last night and told him to be on the lookout for Dennis.
Well, if he finds him during today's show, he'll be a big wiener.
Okay, I'm going to give him another call then.
Okay, on Main Street by the Rice Krispies tent.
You know, what are they doing at the beach? What's Rice Krispies doing down at the beach?
I would imagine they're probably handing out samples or something.
Free samples, right?
Like Rice Krispies treats?
Okay, that's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy. Now, all right, here's a guy from Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah. I want to invite Dennis over Bo Diddley's house, man, to take some pictures with Bo's Grammy and his gold records. And,
Wait. Do you know where Bo Diddley lives?
I live walking distance from him.
So you're Bo Diddley is a neighbor of yours?
Yeah. I've actually worked for him for 20 years.
I could think of nothing that would be more special than for Dennis to meet Mr. Bo Diddley.
Well, this is the deal. It depends on when Dennis can come to Gainesville. Bo's in Orlando on tonight and Thursday night. So Dennis would have to... set the trip up, but, you know, Dennis should just come to his crib, you know?
No, I know that Dennis was planning a trip to the NCAA playoffs, but I'll tell you right now, an evening with Bo Diddley,
yeah.
You know, he might change his plan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I was wondering.
What?
It's Florida, it's hot. Is Dennis going to take his shirt off down there?
I think right now, so it's better to identify himself. He should probably leave the shirt on that says Dennis Murphy is a major freaking star.
Remember, he had his back, what was it, hot wax a few weeks ago? Are they like marks left still from then?
No, his back, I would imagine, is still baby smooth.
No, or maybe scratching, maybe itching just a little bit.
Yeah,
in fact, I would guarantee that's the case.
Why, is your back itching?
Yeah.
Like crazy?
And Rob's started itching, what, like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Nasty.
But for right now, we're going to leave Dennis as is with his shirt on and his green Bermuda shorts, so as everybody could spot him a little better.
Okay, buddy.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Next to the tribute to breakfast cereal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm on again. I just wanted to leave our number for Dennis, man. Can I leave it for somebody?
No. Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I thought I hung up on that guy. Hello.
Yeah, I'm in Gainesville if Dennis wants to come over.
Oh, come on. That line will not go dead.
And I think what you're urging people to do, especially our Gainesville folks, you know, yeah, it's nice that you're in Gainesville. Dennis can come over your house. No, Dennis wants to meet you in Daytona.
Yeah, we're going
to
leave Dennis in Daytona. Dennis, you don't want to meet Bo Diddley, do you?
No, if I can, Don, can I leave Lincoln Lake to go to Knoxville?
Yeah, I know. You want to go to the NCAA. Sure. Yeah. This is just a two-day assignment for you, Dennis.
If it's concrete, I may change my plans.
If what is concrete?
If I can meet Bo Diddley 100%.
Oh, wait, hold on. So I just hung up on that guy. You're telling me that you do want to meet Bo Diddley.
Are you a Bo Diddley fan?
No. I have no clue who Bo Diddley is.
Dennis is processing this as more airtime.
Bo Diddley is like a singer from the 50s.
Dennis, he wrote a song called The Hand Jive.
I've never heard of it.
You know, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, what are they doing in the background there, Dennis? What is the noise?
The pigeon t-shirt, snap, crackle, pop t-shirt away.
Are they giving any food samples out of the Rice Krispies tent?
By the way, Don, I did have two Rice Krispies cakes.
Oh, that's okay. They're low fat, and I believe they're free, right?
Yeah,
well, good, then. I don't have to pay for them.
No.
Ah, beautiful.
No, but the thing is, I'm going to stay in this Rice Krispies area and hope I'm inside now, but I'll stand outside.
No, wait, hold on. Give me your exact location. What are you inside? What kind of structure are you inside?
Okay, it's a tent.
And they have a phone set up?
Yes, and this is the best phone I could find.
All right, well, Dennis, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to leave you on hold so that at any time we can come back and check in with you.
And, oh, Don?
Yeah, Dad. Another landmark is they have a big duck with Nut, Crackle, and Pop on it. A big John Madden type duck.
Okay, like a Madden cruiser.
Yeah.
That's Dennis Murphy. He's at spring break.
He'll be on that bus by the end of the day.
We are looking to see if by the end of today's show, any of our listeners can find Dennis at spring break. And Dennis, in between now and the next time we talk to you, why don't you see if you can find some lovely young co-eds to interview, and maybe you could get them to take
well,
their shirts
actually,
off.
I met a Clemson chick, and the lady said, no, I don't want to talk to them.
Do you think that you could get some girls to take their shirts off today?
I'll try, but you know.
What you do, Dennis, is you start, you know, you want to be on the radio, I'll interview, and you're halfway through the interview, would you take your shirts off?
Yeah. Well, you'll say, take the shirts off, right?
No, you should say.
Okay.
How about taking your shirts off?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I will try to get some people from listening to the Don Light Show.
Well, let them find you, because right now, Dennis, I'm sure there's nobody there that listens to our show. But we've got your location, and now maybe people that are on their way to Daytona will find you.
Yes, and again, you have to go on. You have to get on the main street entrance to go to the to get into the beach.
Why don't you try to like catnap between the you know during the commercial?
But don't hang up the phone because we want to keep the line open.
Like I need it, man.
Yeah, you sound like you're hurting, Dennis.
Yeah, but soon as I'm around. Oh, here's another thing.
What?
Yes.
The Main Street Pier. There's a pier, and I'm around 300 yards from the Main Street Pier.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just leave the phone hanging?
Okay.
Pull up a piece of the beach,
uh-huh.
And you know, take a little a cat nap, and we'll check back with you. And
okay,
we'll just leave this line open.
Okay. So don't hang up the phone.
No, don't hang up the phone.
Okay. You guard that phone with your life, except when you're sleeping.
By the way,
yeah,
the phone is courtesy of GTE.
Courtesy of GTE.
Okay, thank you.
That's great, Dennis.
Is it a free call?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you manage a free phone call, long distance?
Hey, 1-800.
Oh, right, you called us on the 800.
Yeah,
there you
okay.
go.
I got
good
you.
Good move.
Hey, noodle it through.
I'm saving the company money.
Thank you, Dennis.
What
company
a,
man.
What a team player.
CBS executive, Dennis Murphy.
You know, I think JFK is hurting, so I'm trying to save you all money.
All right, and Dennis, you're live. Dennis Murphy live for Spring Break 99 in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Don't forget, find some chicks.
I'll find a chick.
And see if maybe she'll disrobe for you down there.
Okay,
beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, please, Dennis.
I will hold for you, Gamado.
All right, there is Dennis Murphy live in Daytona Beach, Florida.
And I for one, think Dennis probably won't have to pay for a hotel room tonight. I think Dennis will be sleeping in, you know, in somebody's room tonight.
You think there's a chance anybody's going to find him tonight?
I hope so. You know, hey, he's in a good landmark, and, you know, he's just... I'm amazed he made it down there. When I was hearing those directions to where he is, it was, you know, but he made it.
That's what makes me think that people are going to have a hard time finding them.
That's right. Go Main Street, Rice Krispies.
Pier. Tent.
Help.
GTE. Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm in Memphis, and I'd like to invite Dennis to come over and meet Elvis.
Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Tom Gavin.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Tom, how do you spell spring break?
Spring break?
Spring break.
S-P-R-I-N-G, rake, R-I-C-K.
Perfect. That's it.
Oh, you got it, Tom.
Spring break.
You got it.
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We're just talking to Dennis Murphy, who we sent down to Florida.
Why don't you send me down to Florida?
Because Dennis is a lot better than you are, Tom.
I'm better than Dennis.
No.
I'm better than Dennis Murphy.
No,
you're not.
Dennis
is
too. Dennis is the number one star.
I'm the number one star.
That's why he's in Florida.
I'm the number one star.
How do you spell star?
S-T-A-R.
Hey.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To rock and roll all night and party every day. Then it was every other day. Now I'm lucky if I can find half an hour a week in which to get funky. I've got to get out of this rut and back into the groove.
The Don and Mike Show.
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Artinger. Don and Mike,
taking a little bit of a break. Everything's cool. They didn't get any trouble. They'll be back Tuesday, July 6th. Well, now let's get back into the Best of Don and Mike. In the previous segment, we heard Dennis Murphy down in Daytona Beach at spring break, or as Tom Gavin calls it, Spring Rick. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, next story. And a prediction that as soon as we get to news, that's when Dennis will call.
Of course,
right? Like now would be the perfect time for him to call back from a different location. But, it'll be when Buzz is in the middle of doing the news.
He's going to one bar that's like 8 feet away, and it's taking him 3 days.
Okay, you know that the new Star Wars movie's coming out. Of course, you've heard that. All the guys in the basement of the science building are very excited about that.
Yes, I paid $59 for the trailer.
Okay, Lucas Buddy has not picked an actor to play Darth Vader in the next two Star Wars prequels.
Ooh.
Okay? But a struggling actor in Los Angeles...
Hey, I was giving you that look, you know, that would say, hey, I'm ready.
He hopes the search will stop with him. Brad Felice is putting out a plea to Lucas Buddy. Says he was born to play the part of Darth Vader because he's tall.
Sure.
He has a deep voice.
Luke.
And he resembles the boy who plays the young Darth Vader, the new Skywalker kid, in the new Star Wars movie.
I'm your father.
He has also started to take sword fighting courses, just in case.
I could be Darth Vader. Excuse me, how much an hour do you charge for your sword fighting courses?
He has also submitted his resume, but he hasn't heard from Lucas Buddy yet.
And of course, if he has a big deep voice, it would be more like, how much do you charge for your sword fighting courses?
Let's call this guy right now.
Use the force.
He does not have an agent, and his best known role thus far is playing Jack, the factory worker, in the new Chris O'Donnell movie, The Bachelor.
Well, then he's actually got experience in cinema.
As do we. Well, you know what, if he's not there?
We'll just leave a message that George Lucas calling.
Sure.
Lucas, but from Star Wars, besides Lucas.
Come on, give me another name.
Harrison Ford. No, like a behind the scenes guy.
John Williams.
End your recording. Press pound or hang.
All right, hold on.
Were we on then?
We'll call back. No, I had the microphones in audition. Not John. Not the guy that did the music. Who's like one of the producers? Another guy. Then I could be Lucas.
Gary Marshall.
Not Gary Marshall.
The hell do I know? You mean the behind the...
Yeah.
George Lucas. He's the only guy.
Aren't there lots of nerds, though, that
Spielberg,
work on those movies?
Buddy.
Hello?
You could be Rob Williamson from Industrial Light and Magic.
Hello. No, I bet someone on the phone knows. Hello, Don on my show.
Dennis.
Oh,
Dennis.
Hey.
Hey, Dennis, you called at the right time.
I am absolutely amazed. I was just saying I was positive you wouldn't call until it was time for news and comment.
No, Dennis, the phone count in the New York bar is broken. I have a chemical
lobby,
and
it's
just up here.
Okay, well, here he is live in Daytona. Where are you right now, Dennis?
I'm in the Marriott lobby.
In the Marriott lobby. Are there any co-eds running around for spring break?
No, it's all professional.
Why are you in a Marriott? Dennis, you know, we've had people call us and say that there's like a million packed bars, like virtual meat markets down there.
And I can't find it.
You're in Daytona at spring break. Go to a beach bar.
Okay.
All right, listen. Why don't you just go get some sleep tonight and do a better job of scouting the location out tomorrow. And tomorrow when you call us, make sure you're at a location where there's all kinds of chicks and stuff. You know, college co-eds that are down there for spring break.
Oh, okay, God. I'm sorry. Please, God. Please forgive me.
All right, I'll spend all night contemplating that, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Of course, come on.
At least you made it down there, Dennis. You did a great job getting down there on time.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Dennis.
All right, so enjoy yourself tonight. Go get yourself a nice fast food dinner, since I'm paying.
IHOP, right?
No, IHOP is too expensive, Dennis. It's either a Burger King, McDonald's.
So you could go to Waffle House.
Too expensive, Mike.
Still too expensive?
I'm paying the bill.
What's the limit?
Burger King, McDonald's, KFC. That'd be a nice restaurant for you to go to. KFC.
Popeyes.
I'll get my two Filet-O-Fish.
All right, good. Enjoy yourself. Splurge, get two Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
Supersize them if you like.
And what's the maximum I can spend on the hotel? Could it be $5?
Go crazy. $40.
Oh, damn.
$40.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Congratulations.
I'm not paying for any long distance charges, however.
Oh, no, because it's all 800 number for you all.
And please go get some rest tonight, get some food, and then tomorrow, you know, spend the morning time, like, scouting out the locations where the people actually are.
If I can wake up some time, don't worry, I'll wake up some time, don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
Mike.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Dennis, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Come on, you'll do a better job on tomorrow's episode.
Bug?
Yes, Dennis.
Bug?
Yes, Dennis.
Are you pissed?
No, not at all. Why would I be?
Okay, just want to make sure.
He's not pissed now, because now you're not going to interrupt his news.
Oh, okay, Buck. Hey, go ahead with your news. Hey, God, you want to announce him?
No. No, I just want you to go get some sleep so that tomorrow you report from spring break where there really are hot co-eds.
Okay.
Hey, Dennis, you really improved on that getting off the phone thing.
Oh, you want me off.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. See you tomorrow live from Daytona.
Good night, Mike.
Good night, Dennis.
Good night, Buck.
Good night, sweet friends.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, buddy.
Bye-bye. Okay.
There you go. He'll sleep well.
Here's a guy who has another Star Wars name for us. Hello, Shane.
Yes.
Hey, what is the other name?
Irvin Kershner.
Who is Irvin Kershner?
He directed Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you.
Irvin Kershner? Is it like, Kushner like or Kershner?
Kushner.
Kushner.
Like Steve Kushner.
Irvin.
Irvin Kushner. All right. I'll be Lucas. Okay. We'll just make this guy's evening.
Very good. And I'll be Kushner. Irvin. Yes, Shay. Yes, George. George.
Okay, hold on. Do it seriously now.
Okay.
Do it seriously now. Come on.
Of course I will.
Come on.
I will.
This guy.
You've given me a name to work with here.
I knew someone from our audience would have another name for us.
Don't be goofy.
And he's out front, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. Now listen, Scott is a man of his word.
Yeah, Scott was here on time, ready to go.
Put out the word. We said it's been a couple of years since Scott was our intern on the show. I'd love to have him back. If he could work it into his schedule, he came by. Man of his word. Let me now show you the opposite of that.
Yes, a man who completely let us down today.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Dennis.
Very punctual, Dennis.
I wanted to call you at the right time because there was a bikini contest and I had a whole bunch of women by my side, but they all left.
Oh, so you wouldn't be calling us at the right time.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, that didn't make any sense.
They have a bikini contest at this bar called Ocean Breeze.
And that's where you are now in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, Ocean Breeze.
Yeah.
And they had a bikini contest, and a lot of girls were sitting at this booth.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yes, I got sleep.
Hold on, say hi to Scott.
Hey, Scott!
Hey, Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, look, I'm no speak!
How you doing, buddy?
All right, now, Dennis, explain to me how it is that you were with a bunch of bikini women. You're supposed to call the show at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is,
you're over an hour late calling in.
Yeah, an hour late.
More like an hour and a half late.
No, he was on hold like at 4:15.
Oh, okay.
It's just we were in the middle of stuff with Scott.
Check that, an hour and 15 minutes late.
The bikini contest was over, and they had all the girls sitting in the booth, and I called you at the right time, but you were doing something else.
No, I was never up on the screen that you called in.
I know, but I called you at 4:10.
Right now, hold on. You called at 4:10. You were supposed to call at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I know, God, but nothing will happen at 3 o'clock. You wanted me to call when a lot of people were around.
No, I don't think that was ever said.
No, you're just supposed to call at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Just to give us an update.
Why else am I paying for your gas and for your fast food meals? And for your hotel?
Now, there's nothing going on now, right?
No.
Of course not. No. So what did it matter?
This is an abortion, sending Dennis Murphy down to Daytona Beach. This is awful.
Is everybody gone now? Is the place empty?
Everybody's outside doing contests. I've thrown the football in the hoop.
doing golf, I'm doing a golf game, I'm doing a couple other things for shirts and ties.
So you are you once again in a very dark corner of the bar?
Yeah, because
you had a whole day to find a place with a phone.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
How come you're not outside, like, in an area where you can see people?
There's no telephone. You know, if I have a cell phone...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There are no pay phones in Daytona Beach. There are people.
No. There's no pay phones with... You know, in the beach area, you know, where all the girls walk.
But what about, like, on a deck? Or what about, I mean, I'm sure if you check, how many places did you scope out?
I scoped out three.
There are three?
You scoped out
three places in Daytona Beach for spring break?
In 24 hours?
Three places that were busy, that people were drinking.
What time did you go to sleep last night?
Hold on. Let me talk to someone who's doing their job. There's Scott out there. Oh, Scott with some children. Oh, did they not want to say hi to you, Scott?
No. I told her mom to use protection next time.
A whole big family went walking by, a lady with about five kids.
They're running away now. They saw the leprechaun.
All right, now, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me noodle this through. You're telling me that there are no payphones on the beach area or on the pier area?
No.
Anywhere in Daytona Beach?
I'm telling you, Don. You know how in Ocean City you have payphones at each block?
On the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the boardwalk.
Right.
Well, they have a concrete walk, and there's no payphones outside where I've been calling you from.
What about like from a beach area? Like a pool deck, like a party deck.
There are, but it's inside, though.
Well, no, a pool deck or a party deck would not be outside. Inside, rather, that would be outside.
I know, but there's a pool deck, but no phone.
Nope.
I need a cell phone. That's my biggest...
Oh, well, listen, what am I supposed to do? Give you my cell phone, for goodness sakes? I'm already paying for your gas, paying for your hotel, paying for your fast food.
No, God. It's my fault.
Now, hold
I
on
have a cell phone.
Hold on a second. You want to yell at me?
Yo, what's up, man?
You want to yell at me?
Yo, this is Metacom. I just want to say, much respect for y'all. I've been listening to y'all brothers since seventh grade, yo.
Right, yo.
Y'all my Mickey Fickies.
But why does it say here you want to holler at me?
I'm saying, y'all should have gave my homeboy Dennis a cell phone.
Listen, I'm positive that there are payphones in the Daytona Beach area near the area where all the people are partying. I'm positive there are payphones in that area.
Let Dennis pimp the cell phone.
What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you because I was hearing the traffic outside from Scott the Dwarf.
Let Dennis pimp with a cell phone.
Well, he didn't bring a cell phone.
And frankly, I've given him enough on this trip. I'm not going to give him my cell phone.
And if he thought ahead, perhaps, you know, he's had a job, a successful job as a temp. Perhaps he should have his own cell phone.
Now, listen, you know what? This is a moot point because there are payphones
in
Daytona Beach.
Or at least like on a bar deck. Or you could walk up to a bartender and say, hey, I'm going to be on a nationally syndicated show. Can I use your phone to make a collect call?
No, come on.
Or a toll-free call?
Here's a lady in Florida calling us right now. Hello. Where are you calling from in Florida?
Tampa.
You ever been to Daytona?
Yeah, I have. Actually, the reason I'm calling is I was wondering if I could salvage some of his trip and have Dennis come over here. I'll take him out to dinner and take him to the world-famous Mons Venus.
Oh, yeah. Nudie Club?
The strip bar.
Yeah.
I actually think he's going to Knoxville for the Final Four tomorrow night, or the Sweet 16.
Final Four's here in St. Petersburg.
I mean, he's going to Knoxville first for the Sweet 16.
Oh, is he coming for the Final Four?
You know, it'll be interesting to see which means more to Dennis, going to a strip bar with a woman or going to see his Maryland Terrapins.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
When you've been to Daytona, are there payphones?
Yeah, well, okay, I got to agree with you guys there. Dennis, there's payphones.
Okay, all right.
Payphones, like, out on the beach?
Yeah, well, no, not on the beach.
But, like, on their boardwalk, that concrete walkway they have down there?
Right, but I was also thinking, if he goes up to someone and tells them he's a major effing star, then they'll let him use their cell phone.
Well, no, but just please, there are payphones there, right?
Yes, Don.
It's not... Okay, don't talk to me like I'm crazy. I'm just trying to find out. See, I don't believe, Dennis, that there are no payphones at all in Daytona Beach where young co-eds are frolicking.
All right.
I don't believe him. Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second.
gone. I'm telling you the truth. I could sound a payphone on the boardwalk. I would be calling you from the boardwalk.
Do you approach people and say, "Hey, you know, I'm with the, you know, the nationally"? Why can you only do this with radio stations? You can walk into a radio station completely cold and say, "I'm Dennis from the Don and Mike Show." Why can't you do it like to a bartender down there?
I should have gone. I'll go ahead and grab an open bar.
Has anybody recognized you, Dennis?
No, but people say, "Who's Dennis Murphy?"
But see, my point is that although there might not be phones per se on the actual boardwalk or on the actual beach area, there certainly are payphones within sight lines
of people,
of young co-eds frolicking, playing volleyball, dousing their breasts with big things of ice cold water, with young studly college guys playing volleyball. There have to be payphones within sight lines of those events.
Okay, within sight lines, but you know, no problem.
All right, Dennis, tell us where you're calling from right now. Describe where you are.
Okay, right now, I'm in the Ocean Breeze Bar. They just finished up with a bikini contest. And if people are listening...
No. Describe where you are.
Okay.
Hold on, please. More guys are coming up to kiss Scott now.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sweetie pie. You're listening now to men kissing Scott the Dwarf's head.
Thank you very much, guys.
Some of those kisses are real sloppy.
Now, Scott, is this girl hot?
All right, guys, see you later.
There's a fiery redhead out
here's
there.
Here's some money. Here. Hold on.
Right, Scott's giving them all their dollars.
Take care. Lose some weight. All right. Hi. Here, would you like to kiss my head for a dollar?
For good
I'm
luck.
I'm going to beg.
And which head is...
Explain to her that you give her the dollar.
Hey, I can tell. I can tell by the way you locked up a little bit there, Scotty, that she's a hottie.
Yeah, she's quite easy on the eyes. All right, Dynamite, I'll see you guys in about 15 minutes.
Look at Scotty, takes care of business.
He sure does.
You could learn something from him, Dennis Murphy. You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear how a true professional's out there handling his duties?
I asked up.
Lisa. Lisa's looking hot. Hey, you want to flash me a breath?
He's getting happy. She did.
Lisa.
She did.
Thank
Yay.
You, Lisa. My.
She
Thank
did.
You.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, she did. Hold on.
Way to go, Scotty.
Hold on.
It's good to be Scott.
Dennis, you hear that?
It's good to be a dwarf.
You hear that, Dennis? You're down at spring break and you couldn't get a girl to take her top off. Scott is dressed like a leprechaun out front of our radio station, just got a girl to flash him.
Scott's a lucky one, and I'm an unfortunate one.
Hey, Dennis, was that the only phone location that you found?
How you doing? Hey, you want to talk to two DJs, Don and Mike? Come here, ladies.
There he goes with that stellar introduction that will make people just flock to the phone.
She's going back, but she'll be right out.
Oh, great. Thank you. Dennis Murphy.
Do you want to talk to two DJs?
Dennis Murphy really painting a picture for us. You're the Vince Scully of this show.
Okay.
Making us really see exactly firsthand exactly what spring break is like, Dennis.
Okay, I'm in the Ocean Blue restaurant, and I'm in the back of the bar.
And I asked you before, is that the only phone that you found?
The only phone that I found here, but the other phone that I can find.
What?
Let me go to another bar and I can get you some co-eds.
All right, Dennis, just let me make sure you understand the assignment.
Okay.
The assignment is that you were supposed to go down to Daytona.
Yes.
Go to a populated area.
Yes.
Find a payphone.
Yes.
Call us. Describe what was going on. Give us a taste of the event. If possible, get a girl maybe to show you her boobs.
Yes.
And you've done none of that. You're in the back of a bar.
I know.
Did you enjoy the bikini contest, Dennis?
Yes, I did. And I was going to try to get the bikini women to come back here so they could talk to you.
So you knew about the contest in advance?
Oh, no. I was just walking. I was like, bikini contest. Let me go there.
And what time was the bikini contest at?
Actually, it was around 3:45, and it finished up around 4:00.
Have you been walking up and down the boardwalk there, or the concrete walk?
Yes, I've been walking up and down.
Hold on, please, Dennis. Hold on, please. Scott's got another hot redhead up.
No, this is the same redhead. I think she's attracted to me now.
Oh, it's the same redhead.
Yeah. Hey, yep.
You got to see if she'll flash you.
You know, now I'm getting the idea. You know, we should have done. We should have sent Scott down to Daytona Beach
in a leprechaun suit.
And we should have just dressed Dennis up and let him stand out in front of the radio station.
Sure.
Who knew?
Okay.
Yeah, Dennis, hello. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what's happening in Daytona Beach, Dennis?
Women walking along the boardwalk, which I can't get to, and oh, God.
So, I guess your report's going to be, like 15 minutes of going, oh, gee?
No. Let me call you from another happening place.
All right, that's a good idea.
Okay, and I'll try to call from the bar area so you can talk to some people that...
Dennis, listen, don't go to a bar. Just try to find a phone booth that's outside where you can see people and you can comment on what's happening.
Okay, I will comment. I'm a great commenter. I don't paint a good picture, but I have to try to paint a good picture.
Okay, all right, call us back.
Good luck, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye, Daytona Dennis, live at Spring Break.
Mike.
Yeah.
I'm on call. I let you down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye.
Bye.
What a loser.
Let's find out where he calls from next.
What a loser.
Maybe there'll be a pool table nearby.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You will report to the stable tonight and every night at 1900 hours. And without that pledge pin... Do you understand?
Promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Coming to you coast to coast, nationwide via the Westwood One radio network. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. And, well, we're just going to jump right back into it. Remember ear candles? Are they still around? Well, they are. They're still around on the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello
there.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. Are you still having that ear problem?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, I think I know a good idea that would help you.
Well, the best idea would be to go to the doctor, but frankly, I'm a little phobic about going to the doctor, which is why I haven't gone. I'd much rather just stick my big, beefy finger in there as I'm constantly doing.
Or a stick. If you get a proper stick, you'd probably clear it up.
Pencil.
You are always getting sick.
Have you ever heard of
that? Oh, Mike is sick again.
Oh, no.
Shocker, Hibby.
I've never, ever, ever had a year like this. I've never remembered it. And I'll tell you, I'm blaming the building. That's the only thing I can be. I used to say it's because my kids are going to school now. My oldest is going to school. And I said, healthy as a horse. It's this building. And, you know, it's the cycle of every employee just going one big circle. It comes around to you, you get sick again. It comes around to you, you get sick again. You know, that's the way it works.
And I'm not sick. I mean, I feel great. It's just my left ear is constantly plugged up.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I feel terrific. I just, I'm just real stuffed up and I ache all over and I feel kind of run down.
Wow.
Okay, well, what about my ear?
Okay, well, have you ever heard of ear candles or ear cones?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well,
ear candles?
Yeah. I tell you, it works. I use them about once a year and it's like a hollow candle and you stick one end in your ear and you light the top on fire.
Goodbye.
True. And when your hair catches on fire, you're done burning for the day.
Goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'll hang up and listen now.
All right, thank you.
That's an
interesting approach.
Dynamite Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
This is not Dennis, although I got a side bet going with Mike that Dennis does call us today from the Sweet 16 in Knoxville.
Calling us from Knoxville because, of course, he's a... big Terp fan.
And hi, boss.
If this was really Dennis, the phone line would be much worse quality.
Yeah, it would be worse than that guy from Baltimore that won the last caller 100.
He finds the worst phones in the world.
But, Don.
Are you sorry, Dennis?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What'd it be like?
What'd it be like? It'd be good.
It'd be good, good. Hey, Mike, I'd like to request the world-famous cricket under a bag.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Can you do that even though you're feeling
sick? Sure. All right, this is the cricket. This is the cricket on top of the bag,
uh-huh.
And he jumps down, and then he gets covered by the bag. Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Excellent. Can we have some flowers for Mike, please?
Thanks.
Please. Author.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Author.
Thanks so much. I have to say, I could have done that a little better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Don.
Perfectly done, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Perfectly executed, as always.
Thank you so much. I work so hard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, hello
and
there.
Buzz?
Hi.
Don and Mike can fix your ear.
Right.
Mike Tyson can fix it.
Okay,
thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I like the ear candle. I really do.
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
I just like the concept of the hollow ear candle.
I'll be doing that.
It creates a vacuum and sucks the stuff out of your ear.
Right. You light a candle, put it in your ear, Buzz.
Okay, I will.
I'd rather be like 70% deaf like I am in that ear. I'd much rather do that than put a candle in my ear.
Buzz has a little experience with those candles, but he didn't go anywhere near his ear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Rick.
Pardon?
It's Rick.
It sounded like you said trick.
Okay, Rick, what do you want, sir?
I just want to tell you guys that I've been listening to you since about 1986 on WAVA, and you guys are incredible.
All right, you're right about that. Thank you, Rick.
Well, why don't you
all
come right, on down and have a meal, man?
Hello, Don and Mike. We're having lima beans.
Spam and German potato salad and baby limas.
Hello. Oh, and now it says on the screen, Dennis Murphy has already called in today. They just didn't put his call through.
You got it. You have that right.
Because it's when we were talking to Christine about her date. He already called, Charlie?
Yes, he did. He mainly called. He wanted to know what the going rate for a spot was because the station in there's a client in Greenville that wants to hire him.
They tell him $1 million.
Told him $1,000.
Oh, jeez. Tell him to go back to Daytona Beach and do some good reports.
He apologized for that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Many times.
Yeah, so he's good at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's in Knoxville.
Don and Mike.
Oh, he's there for Sweet 16. Yeah. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, that girl that just called in about the ear candle?
Yeah.
That stuff hurts, man.
Why does it hurt?
Shocker. Well, you're putting a lit candle in your ear.
Yeah, but if you lean the right way, the wax wouldn't get in your ear. You know, it'd just be like a warm sensation.
Basically, what happens is that it's like a cone. My wife's a vegetarian, so I know about this stuff.
You say she's a vegetarian?
No. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Well, what would that have to do with putting candles in your ears?
Yeah.
Well, mostly they're into that, what kind of medicine? It's not homeopathic.
You mean holistic medicine?
Yeah, holistic medicine.
My wife's an ice skater, so I know about cars.
You guys are crazy.
Right.
You guys are nuts. But you're anyway, don't do it.
Okay, thank you.
Acting crazy now, right?
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The ear candles, if I send you one, will you use it?
Certainly not.
Are you sure?
Please, no offense. No, I'm not putting anything in any orifice of my body that is sent by a listener of this show.
No.
I don't eat any of the food that you folks are nice enough to send us. Frankly, I don't open my own mail. I live in fear of you guys. I hide in the parking lot every night before I leave.
Explain the...
I'm serious. You shouldn't knock it until you try.
Well, explain the principle of the ear candle.
It's really not a candle. It's a piece of canvas that's covered in wax. It's shaped like a big pencil, and it's hollow in the middle, and you stick it in your ear, and you have to have somebody help you do it, or else you will burn the crap out of yourself. You light the end of the candle, and it sucks everything in your ear up into the candle.
Mm-hmm. Including the right side of your brain.
You know what the coolest part is, though?
I need that, because that's my side that helps with the show. On this show, it's my right side and my left side that make the show go.
Yeah, if you lost your right side or I lost my left side, we're toast.
The show's dead.
No, but when you get done, you break it open and you see everything that was in your ear. It's pretty... It's gross, but it works.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think I would rather just be deaf. Frankly, it sounds like a lot of hassle.
Sounds like it could be potentially very dangerous, too.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what's going on with your ear?
Yeah.
Your eustachian tube is clogged up. So you have some sort of little infection, like from a cold or something like that.
I don't doubt that I have an infection. However, I have quite a selection of antibiotics.
Yes, I'm made by Andy Rice.
From my various other ailments this year. So rather than go to the doctor, all I've been doing is just popping all of the other antibiotics that I have.
New antibiotics shaped like right-wing zealots.
Mm. Be careful with the antibiotics, though.
Antibiotics. Please.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics, named after Andy Rice.
We're good.
You know what I was doing today? Of course, I've been putting the goddamn swimmer's ear drops in my ear.
Right. That might be exacerbating the problem.
And it opens up like for a tenth of a second, then it clogs back up. So when I was in the shower today, I stood there and I just had a lot of water go in my ear, like hot water. I was burning my ear. And then when I got out of the shower, when I was drying my hair, I actually just took the hair dryer and, like, was putting it up to the side of my face. I know, I'm an idiot.
It tells me how miserable you must be with
putting it up to the side of by my ear. But the problem is that the hair dryer is so hot
right.
that I would bring it. As soon as the air started going on my ear, I go, ow, 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 ow,
don't
ow.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. What, Robbie?
Would you use a turkey baster? Because that would be the same principle.
I have. It came with the swimmer's ear drops.
Like the vacuum deal?
It came with a little squeezy thing that you're supposed to squeeze the water out of your ear with.
Is it just deafness or is it pain as well?
Oh, no pain at all. If it was pain, I'd be, you know me.
Right.
I'd be screaming about it all 4 hours every day on this show.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Doctor.
Don.
Doctor Rob Spiewak.
Yes,
Dr. Spiewak. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
You're crying about the candle and you licked the robe from Monica Lewinsky?
That's right. Hello.
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 Yeah, I was wondering, I heard you talking about the ear candles. I was wondering if you saw The View where they actually had Star Jones.
Oh, my.
They had a woman come on there and do the ear thing to her.
Ah! And then she put it on a cracker
and ate it.
And she ate it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Bondi.
Good. Hey, did you guys already talk about Christine State? I'm out in Denver, man, and we don't get the first hour. We don't get the last hour.
Did we talk about what?
Christine State.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we covered it. Where are you calling from?
Denver. The a-hole that runs the station, man. He cuts the first hour and the last hour.
No. You get the 3 hours. You just don't get the first hour.
We don't get. Okay.
No, you get from 2 till 5.
No, okay, so sometimes you guys carry on long, and that's where it sounds like it's cut off.
And do they still run the whole thing at night, like they were doing in the beginning?
Yeah, but I live far enough out of Denver. It's a 5,000-watt station.
It's always you.
I know. If
you would just move closer to where the food is, you would be able to hear the entire show.
You're right, man.
Okay,
I'm wrong.
That's right. No need for this.
One other thing. Did you happen to see the alligator hunter last night, crocodile dude?
My favorite guy.
He was actually letting a snake bite him.
Now, this is going to hurt. I'll tell you right now, the snake is going to bite me in the wrist, and it will be excruciatingly painful, but I'll let it happen because, well, I'm certifiably not.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now, this is... Hold on a second there. That's not the same guy that does the commercials like they get the tarnish.
No.
You know the guy I mean, the guy with the little bow tie? How much would you pay for this? No, 1995.
This is a brown-haired, black-eyed guy. He's got eyes that look like a little puppy dog. They're kind of close together, and he's kind of going,
all right, this is where the croc sleeps at night, and I'm going to lie down. It's still warm where her body was. She must be close by.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you need to have that professionally done. You're here?
I know it, but I got a phobia for doctors. I hate going to the doctor.
You're
going to
get a nugget, like a petrified nugget out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you. All right, maybe you could bronze that and send it to Bob Bark.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I wanted to clear a couple things up because I was reading some of the things going on with the Skins.
Yeah.
First of all, there is a Jewish owner that said no.
Okay,
really?
That blows the theory right there.
Which one? Who said
no? Bob Kraft is already, he was in the Post today saying that he had voted no.
That's it.
All right, well,
how much for that theory?
And then the second part is the Milstein brothers asked for the extension, not the NFL. The reason for that was they don't have enough votes. Right now, if they took a vote as of yesterday.
Yeah, and hold on. See, here's what doesn't make sense. If they don't have enough votes, why didn't the NFL just say, listen, you don't have enough votes.
I heard that.
This show is over.
And a lot of people that really, you know, don't care one way or the other who the team goes to, but care about the Redskins winning, said, hey, why didn't they just, you know, is it fear of lawsuits? Why didn't they just,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Did you see Wilbon today? Because Wilbon...
Oh, come on. Please stop it, please.
Talking about these people with the Post. He's bad as Buzz talking about Letterman. You see Dave last night? Did you hear Dave? Did you see Wilbon today?
I better check Wilbon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Frankly, I don't believe anything that I read in the Washington Post.
I don't either.
I really don't. Hello? And those columnists are all just full of it. All of their big soap boxes. With the exception of Tony Kornheiser, who makes me laugh. He's funny, but all the rest of them just suck.
And Tony Kornheiser, one of the first to talk about that theory.
Yeah, the anti-Semite theory, right?
Now we have put to rest, because we're good journalists.
Well, we haven't put it to rest yet, Mike. We're still making our own calls.
Bud Candle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that candle thing, don't put the end that's lit into your ear.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Good tip.
Thank you, Doctor.
That would clear the ear up, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you what I heard about the ear candling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the school where I'm currently attending,
Hold on, are you a high school girl?
No.
College girl?
Yes.
Woo! Baby.
The school where you are currently attending?
Yes.
Yes?
For massage therapy.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm going to hooker school.
Yeah. I got you. Okay, all right.
Okay, so we delve into, you know, alternate forms of therapy, and the teacher was telling us that he was, the ear candling, he did an experiment.
Did you have to be naked when he was doing this?
No, but we do have to be naked in class.
Oh, really?
Do you really?
Cool. Fantastic.
All right, really?
Class, be sure to fold the towel over one cheek, not both cheeks, and certainly don't expose both cheeks.
You really have to be naked in your massage class?
Yeah, well, we, half of us at a time, we take turns massaging each other.
Hey, man, I'm gonna join that school.
Man.
Well, if you ever come out to Sacramento, I'd be willing to give you free massages.
Is it co-ed? Is it men and women, or is it...
We only have one man in the class, but...
Oh, man, he's the guy grinning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you girls massage him?
Yeah.
Do you do the back or the back and the front?
Well, everything except for the main.
Is there a particular classmate of yours that is gifted? Do you have gifted students that, you know, really have like magic fingers?
The guy does.
The guy does?
He does.
Really good, and there's a few of the other gals in there that are pretty good.
Do you do it all out in the open, or do you go into private rooms?
No, it's all out in the open. Well, we have sheets on open.
He goes to Claudine University, Mike,
with peepholes.
Yeah, we're not just laying out there naked. We have sheets, but, you know.
We have sheets.
Really? Are there a lot of hot-looking women in your class?
Well,
Are all the women topless and stuff? Just walking around with their boobs hanging out?
No. Well, not while we're getting instruction, but when we are massaging each other, we take all our clothes off. Not the person massaging, the person getting the massage.
All out in the open?
Well, with the sheet over us.
With the sheet over
you. Do you massage the butt area?
Yeah.
The glutes?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the body to get massaged?
Of my own?
Yeah.
I like having my hands.
Your hands.
It doesn't sound like much, I know, but it sounds stupid.
No, it doesn't. I like having my hands rubbed.
It doesn't feel the same when you massage your own hands as when somebody else does it.
I was at one of those fancy resorts one time, and right after breakfast is when I have a massage scheduled with a big guy. And he was this, you know, first of all, I don't like guys touching
that's
me.
That's so gay to be massaged by a guy that's 100% gay.
You walk in and you expect, you know, hello, I'm Sheila, your masseuse. You walk in, hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Hans.
And Tony was like a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only was I just totally uptight and I didn't enjoy the massage, but the breakfast was eggs. And didn't happen until I walked out. But when I walked out, I just didn't wait anymore. And it was right outside of this row of stores where people is crowded with people shopping. And it's
blame it on somebody else.
Yeah, who did that? Wait, has anybody got a dog?
I could never let a guy give me a massage. I've never had a massage. The whole concept of I could never relax enough, I don't think, to let somebody give me a massage. I'm way too uptight for that. But but if anybody would, it would be a woman, never a man.
That's right.
I've never had a standard massage, Mike. I mean, if you're talking about a sexual massage, well, maybe I've had a few.
You know, you're right, though. You have a good point as far as a lot of people, and I'm the same way. When this guy, there was not a moment of enjoyment having this big, hairy guy rubbing on my back.
You know, every once in a while, Frida will say to me, she did this a couple of months ago, where she'll say, I'm going to give you a real treat tonight. Mm. And I'll think it's going to be, you know, the old treat.
Right.
But I come upstairs and she has like a massage table, right? Mm-hmm. She has it laid out, a sheet on there, and she got candles going and her goddamn Luther Vandross music. And then she'll say, lay down, I'm going to give you a massage. And I know that she's trying to be nice.
You don't get into it.
I can't get into it.
You don't relax even with your wife doing that?
No. And like she goes down by my feet and stuff. Like, don't even think about touching my feet.
Surprised that with your wife you can't. Then you'll never be able to get a massage from anybody.
I don't get into it, man.
Because I know Rob was, you know, he's standing in line over there. He wants to give you a massage badly.
And trust me, I want to receive it from him. I do, with his dove-like hand. Oh, Robbie, do I want you to need me? That's KNEAD. I want you to need me.
Oh, needing time.
Okay, well, what'd you call about? You didn't call about your,
No.
You're a massage student, right? That's not why you called. Why'd you call?
Well, to tell you that the teacher did an experiment on the ear candling.
Oh, right. I don't even care about that anymore. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, can I just tell you this?
What?
Not about the ear candling.
Sure.
But if you guys finally do ever get out to Sacramento, I would love to give you guys a free massage. And Frida, too, if she comes. I'm not, like, Sheriff Karen or anything. I'm just...
So it wouldn't be any kind of sexual massage, then?
Well, no, but...
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Sorry, we're very busy when we're out there.
Busy, busy,
okay.
Busy. No, thank you.
Well, have a good day anyway.
Leave your number, though, in case you change your mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to adjust that technique.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you...
What?
One solution for your ear, try hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have you tried that?
No.
No.
I haven't.
Is that good to pour into your head?
Yes.
You know, I think...
Oh, I've been drinking it.
Oh, there's where you went wrong.
I like drinking it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, about the ear thing.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago, I had precisely the same symptoms you're describing on the air.
Yeah.
And I finally, after about a month, I went into the doctor, and... I guess I waited a little too long. They ended up having to remove my eardrum surgically, go in and patch one of the bones inside my ear.
All right, okay. I don't even want to hear this.
We always get those calls.
Is that all everybody's called about? I appreciate it. I appreciate all these calls. No more talk about the ear.
Drain your ear or you will die.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fortunately, I can do this show with 50% hearing.
Of course.
Don't worry about it.
That's no problem.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Don't do that to me.
I'm sorry. I know it's uncomfortable, and I don't do that joke. I did that joke the very first day you were deaf.
Yeah.
So that's when I would say, hey, Don, we got... down now.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, now, are you playing on a joke on me too, lady? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, she's there.
I heard her talking the whole time.
Oh, shut up. Yes, hello. What do you want?
Hi, I was just calling about the... The ear.
The okay. ear. Last call the ear. About the ear. The ear.
Okay, about 7 years ago, I had same thing, and I finally had to go into the emergency room, and they put a crochet hook about 6 inches long.
Okay, all right. Listen, enough. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
A crochet hook.
Thank you very much.
That's horrible.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a horrible thing to say.
Thank you for all the calls. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers. It's the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, the Infinity Lawyers. What a joyful lot they are. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and we're moving right along. You know, some of the best segments of Best of are with you, the callers, and of course, a little bit of Dennis Murphy on the Best of Don and Mike.
This thing with Madden, it's a new commercial for Tenactin.
Right.
And he's just sitting in front of the camera, and he goes, hi, I'm John Madden. You know, he's doing this whole, like, football thing where he goes,
right.
It really hurts. Pow! Boom! The itching, the flaking. They look real close up of his big face, and he goes, I know some guys who use a fork.
Oh, man.
It's the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Use a fork because you want to get every flake.
Oh, imagine that.
That's bad.
I've had some killer athletes foot before, but I've never used a fork.
You prefer a number two pencil, though.
Yes, I do. There yeah. I've used maybe the worst I've ever used is like maybe a plastic knife.
You know, like serrated edge?
Yeah, like the kind you get like in a picnic basket.
You get a good scratch, though.
When you go to Boston Market. And it's John Madden's big face, and it really does a real close-up. I know guys have even used a fork.
More salad, Mr. Summerall?
Oh, man, a fork at the dinner table. Then right back to eating again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam.
I just called to say hope you guys have a great vacation, Don and Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in, Sam.
And for your contest, for those guys that go out with those people with those things, all I can say is they came out on the short end of the stick.
Thank
all
you, right. Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
They came up on the short end of the stick.
I love it when he calls in.
He always calls. He's so nice. Sam Huff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, like to go on the air?
What?
Like to go on the air? Don?
Duh.
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 I didn't know if the calls were screened. I'm a first-time caller.
Listen, that's... No, not acceptable. Please, that's not a free pass in life. You're a first-time call. Have you listened to this show before?
Yes, sir, about last month.
Okay, well, then obviously you know that we have like 24 phone lines here, and because Christine has a very hard time keeping her mind on her work, many times I take the calls on screen because, frankly, she's just too slow answering the telephones.
This is like a brisk swim in a chilly lake. Just dive right in, sir.
Come on.
Okay. I caught half the comment with the woman. I guess she wore padded or fake.
Are you really? Is every thought that comes out of your brain going to be this slowly expressed?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay.
All right, please pick up the pace.
So, Christine, okay. Talking about Christine when she wore the fake boobs, or the lady that called and was talking about wearing the fake boobs with her husband?
Yes, the lady that called wore the fake boobs with her husband, and she made a comment as having a little more, I can't remember the exact word she used, but self-confidence.
Right.
And have you ever been up late at night and watched these commercials for men with hair loss? And they create almost a little degrading. I am, you know, bald and
another shocker.
Another shocker. I take offense to those because they depict men with that situation. If the role were reversed and they showed a woman who went through.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Pardon? I'm sorry, we're getting some CB interference here. There was something that came in over the line there as you were thinking.
Okay, can I continue?
Are you some kind of moron?
No, I just wondered what your opinion would be if they showed that type of commercial with a woman that had a breast.
Listen, frankly, the story has gone on so long, I don't even remember what your question was.
No, it wasn't a question, it was a matter of an opinion.
Well, there may have been a point in all of that, but you stumbled and stammered so much it was impossible to find the point.
They're awful. You're just awful. Try writing us a letter.
That's much better.
Don and Mike, North Pole.
Use some sort of typewriter or word processor.
Okay, thank you. Sorry we offended you.
Oh, he showed us. I thought that went very well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing? Hey, this is Jay in Sacramento. I'm the guy that was stabbed about a couple weeks ago. And
No. Listen, hold on. I'm not going to yell at every caller today, although I certainly could. But as I recall, you were not stabbed. You fell on, what did you fall on, a knife or was it a broomstick or something?
It was an iron fence.
Yeah, you fell on it. You weren't stabbed. Yeah. Why do you insist on saying you were stabbed?
Right.
I was medically stabbed, but hey, guys.
No, wait, no.
We went through this with you the last time you called the show and made a big deal about saying that you had been stabbed when, in fact, you had not been stabbed.
And the medical term would be impaled or puncture wound.
Okay, impaled. I guess. I was not stabbed by somebody else. I was stabbed by
Whenever you say stabbed, it definitely creates the illusion. Mm-hmm. And the false illusion in this case of somebody actually stabbing you.
You were not stabbed.
Do you see the confusion it creates, though, when I say I'm stabbed? Or if I went through the explanation process of what, you know, technically happened?
No, you just call up and say, hey, Don and Mike, it's me, Jason, the guy that fell on the fence.
No, it's Jay.
Jay.
All right, same point.
Hey, but I'm all right now, and I just want to say have a good vacation, that's all.
Okay.
I love you guys.
All right. Okay, thank you. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I was just wanting to call because I wanted a birthday spank.
Oh, baby, I mean a birthday spank.
Or birthday spanks, I should say.
Spanks. Spanks for the memories.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for it today. How old are you, please?
I'm in the mood for it, too. Well, today I turned 30.
30, the big 3-0.
I'm feeling kind of old. However, I kind of thought to myself, after listening to you guys for the last couple of months, that maybe if I got spanked, I wouldn't feel quite as old as I feel right now.
Baby, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Tia Carrera.
Ooh. Oh, really? From Wayne's World? Wayne's World.
Well, wow. I'm sort of half Oriental.
Yeah.
I'm kind of one of those, like, mixed breeds.
Yeah.
Who can't chew?
Yeah.
Right on. Well, would you be?
Oh, yeah. Except I'm a little more buxom, I think, than she is.
Oh,
and,
baby. How would you like to stir the soup?
You know what? Whatever you guys want to do.
It's been a long time since we've had a woman stir the soup on this show.
Well, you know what? I'll take whatever I can get.
Oh, do you know what I mean by stir the soup?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Rob? I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Rob, please explain to her exactly what we'd like her to do. Rob will now explain to her off the air, because Rob is so sexual.
Nobody explains it better. We leave that job for him.
Well, ma'am,
I'll tell you right now, oh, dear. Oh, dearie, dear.
You're taking him a long time.
Okay.
Okay. Me too, baby.
Okay.
Right. What'd you say, Rob?
She's a good one.
All right.
Okay, all right. Well, now, Janet, did Rob explain that to you?
Yes, he did.
All right, well, is it soup yet?
It's getting there. Thanks a lot, you guys. Hey, you guys are great.
No, right back at you. Mm-hmm. Right back at you.
She was tempted to use a fork, but use a spoon.
Mm-hmm. To get every last drop. Hello?
Donna Mike.
Yeah, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Janet when she was going to be on the Beltway because I'm in a truck and I wanted to be able to look at her.
Oh, for goodness
sake. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, Con. Hello, Mike.
Hey, here he is calling the show. It's Real Life Poison.
Poison's on the phone.
Poison. Here's his brand new logo is the skull and crossbones.
0-4.
Yeah, here he is, everybody. Maryland Terrapin fans, I know you're wondering why you lost the game last night. Here's the answer. It's because Dennis Poison Murphy was in the arena.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, well.
It wasn't a pretty sight.
Oh, you've weaved your magic, Dennis. It's been a magical week for you. First you ruined our show from Daytona Beach. Then you ruined the Maryland Terrapins' NCAA hopes.
Oh, God, no.
Should have checked that horoscope before you left on that trip, Dennis.
Where are you calling from, Dennis?
I'm on Interstate 81 off of exit 264.
At a payphone?
At a McDonald's.
At a McDonald's. What state are you in besides a state?
Virginia.
State of denial. Oh, you're already back in Virginia.
Yeah, I'm on Interstate 81, exit 264.
Oh, just in case any fans want to come out to see you, right?
Hey, you know what? The 106 is a blowtorch. I can get you a Harrisonburg.
Dennis, did you bring a lot of clothes for this trip?
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I bought 2 pairs of clothes.
Now that you've had a chance to reflect on...
2 pairs for 6 days, that's a good idea.
Now that you've had a chance to reflect on what went wrong in Daytona Beach, looking back at that failed excursion, how would you change things, Dennis?
How I would change things is I should have had a cell phone with me and I would have got down close to the action.
And Dennis, what was the highlight of your dismal week?
The highlight of my dismal week?
Yeah, was there anything that actually went right?
Actually, a couple of guys brought me a beer at a bar in Daytona, so probably my highlight.
You know what's depressing is that last night, I guess it was when Maryland was losing so bad, I was slipping around on MTV they were doing highlights of previous spring break broadcasts.
Oh, didn't it look hot down there?
And oh my God, on MTV there was girls up on stage taking their clothes off,
right.
And guys started taking their pants off, and they actually started having sex. I mean, of course they were doing that thing where they were blocking it out like they do
right.
on Cops,
right.
But all the MTV VJs were going, hey, it's like when you go to Daytona, this just happens. Girls just take their tops off, and people just start having sex. And they're screaming at the TV. No, that's not how it happens.
Not at all. Not if you're standing by the Rice Krispie tent.
No.
All right. Well, listen. Goodbye, Poison.
Hey, Gong?
Yeah, Poison.
Have a good vacation on the love boat.
Thanks, Poison.
And Mike?
Yes, Mr. Poison.
Are you going with Florida?
Yes, sir.
Daytona?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there to the Rice Krispie tent with my whole family.
All right, bye, Poison.
Maryland, you blew it again.
Look in the mirror there, Poison.
I'm looking in the mirror, and it's not a pretty sight.
Right on.
Oh, by the way, did I tell you I'm going to be a dancer at a bachelorette party?
You're going to be a dancer at a bachelorette party?
There's a lucky lady.
April 10th, by the way.
All right, hold on. Here, I got some people want to yell at you.
Dennis.
Dennis, don't drop the S-bomb, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Seasoned broadcaster Dennis Murphy.
Oh, all right, hello. You want to yell at Dennis? This is Brian?
Yes, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I want to yell at that retarded a-hole. I'm a Maryland fan, and he lost it for us.
I'm a 0-4 so far.
Why don't you just go kill yourself, Dennis?
How many games has Maryland lost all year long?
Six.
So out of the, and they won like 28 games, right?
Yes, I did.
So out of the 6 games they lost, you were there for 4 of them?
No. I was only there for 3 of them.
3.
Yeah.
Only three out of six.
Only a 50% loss ratio.
Yeah, because the other three were all low, so I couldn't be held accountable.
Did you watch the other 3 on television?
Yeah.
Ah, 100%. 100% poison. All right, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Dennis.
Oh.
All right. Okay. All right. That's Dennis Murphy, everybody.
Poison. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, we just got to tell you, we think the Janet girl was faking.
Hey, well, listen, don't ruin our parade, okay?
That was bad.
What was bad?
That was very good.
The vocal was bad.
I mean, you could do a better job?
Well, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I can't right now.
Why?
Sure. Well, I'm at work.
So?
So?
Don't you have a cubicle or something?
No, I don't have a cubicle.
You called us.
Well, I know, but we're all, like, standing here.
Well, just...
It was like a mutual decision that
well, then all
of
you thinking. Should. Well, all of you should.
Let me just see, all these people that think that she was not really stirring the soup, are they all women?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I rest my case, Your Honor.
But stirring the soup don't sound like that. That was not a good soup
It
stir.
Don't sound like that.
No.
Well, I would think that stirring the soup sounds different for everybody, little miss.
I would say some stirring the soup, probably there's no sound whatsoever.
Then that's not a good stirrer.
Oh, I disagree.
Well, we wouldn't know because you're not stirring right now, Julia Child. So as far as we're concerned, that was grade A stuff.
Grade A?
Grade A stuff.
No, that was too fake.
You're the mood ruiner right here.
That's right.
Miss Cold Shoulder.
Ooh. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
That was Miss Poison calling.
Too bad we couldn't have hooked her up with Dennis. Now he's going to call back.
Then they could have baby poison. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how y'all doing today? Hello? Are y'all there?
I wish there was a visual so you people could just see me rubbing my face right now. It really...
Hey, I was calling about the woman that was stirring her soup.
It really gets me when someone says, how you doing?
He said it, I think, four times.
Yeah. Four times in a row. Can't you tell how we're doing? We're wearing our hearts and our goddamn sleeves on this show. Please. I was doing great until you asked me how I was doing four times in a row.
Well, I'm just trying to be cordial.
Well, you were cordial and you said it once and you said it three other times.
Well, I was repetitively cordial.
Repetitively cordial.
Okay, what? Let me just stop you right now to say, side bet that whatever this guy called to say mm-hmm. is stupid.
Let's see.
Anybody want to take me on that?
No,
anybody?
I don't want to take you on that.
I'm with you.
That's not a side bet. That's a full-fledged bet that's probably going to win.
No, that's a side bet is something that's, you know, it's like a sidebar here on the show where we all bet on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you call to say besides, hi, how you doing?
Oh, I just called to ask if why you didn't ask the girl if you wanted to lick the bowl.
Oh, I was a winner.
There it is.
I was a winner.
Someone. All that for that.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. And you idiot, I asked her if she would lick the spoon.
Sure, that's the thing that counts.
Please, come on. Hello? Hello?
I hear breathing.
Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Donna Mike.
Have I mentioned how much I'm going to miss all you people next week?
it's so hard on the time delay. It's hard to tell.
And you know what's really sad?
What's that?
You know what's really sad? It's probably about Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah.
I really will miss.
Sure, you want to get back to it.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, one day's a good vacation, but then by Tuesday, after just being with my family for, like, three whole days, then I'll really start to think, I wish I was back doing the show.
Especially if your family comes down to the breakfast table and says, hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hello. And then you answer, and then they say, hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Well, it was just so darn quick. Hey, right. I just wanted to make sure that, Dennis, I'm calling from Spokane. I just want to make sure he didn't watch the Zags this weekend.
Oh, Poison. Gonzaga. They're from the state of Washington.
Ah, yeah, that's correct.
From Spokane. One of your, you know, a bunch of your loyal listeners.
No, I don't think there's... I think it's only the Maryland connection that Dennis has.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to stir my soup for you.
Really? You want to stir your soup?
Yeah. Oh,
we've developed into quite a trend here.
Mm. That's fine. What's your first name? Hello?
Oh.
Tease.
Oh. Could be a tease, could be a panic.
Could be a guy.
Yeah.
Could be any of the above.
Hi, I want to stir my soup for you.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Decaf coffee.
Oh, decaf espresso?
I'll have a double decaf cappuccino.
Give me decaf coffee ice cream.
Morris, I'll have a half double decaf and half cap with a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like a love toy for your ears. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. And aren't we having some fun today? It's a good-looking Wednesday in the Washington, D.C. area. Shout out to all our affiliates across
the nation coast to coast via the Westwood One radio network. Let's get right back into it. You know, I've been on my own excursions on IRS Day and things like that. But back a long time ago, a guy named Lewis used to do those stunts for Don and Mike, and it is the best of Don and Mike.
We are probably the only radio station in the world that today did not have a disc jockey
right
in the More Music van
mm-hmm.
down at your local post office giving away free stamps to help you with your last-minute tax prognostication, baby.
Procrastinators, Don.
Is that what I say?
Yeah. But yeah, this is the day when the screw-ups are honored.
What did I say?
Yeah. The prognosticators.
Right, that's if you predict the future. Right.
If you predicted what your taxes are, you'd be a prognosticator.
Future man.
Future
yeah.
man.
Procrastinators.
And it really is the day. I listen to some of the news shows, and it's the days when... You know, screw-ups are interviewed, you know, well, I just do it this way.
Well, today is tax day. Joining us now from out front the IRS building in downtown Washington, D.C., wearing his Uncle Sam suit.
Oh, boy.
Here is Lewis the retard. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, I'm checking in right now. Is that a mic?
All right, now, do you have your big bullhorn there, Lewis?
Yes, I do. But
all
the
right.
biggest little bullhorn you ever did see.
All right, now, Lewis is down in front of the IRS, downtown D.C., the main IRS in all of America. And what is your location? What's the street address there, Lewis?
The corner of 10th and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C.
Yes,
great.
It is, Mike. Internal Revenue Service, big brown sign right there, and me on a payphone and a big dumb suit.
Are you in the rain right now? How is the weather, Lewis?
It's overcast. Overcast, I don't know the temperature gauge to give you, but, you know, it's kind of crappy out.
And, Lewis, describe your outfit for us, please.
All right, starting at the shoes, I've got Gore-Tex, forget about that, and it goes to the white and red striped Uncle Sam pants, up to my waistline where a tuxedo shirt is tucked in and a little red vest over top of it and a big blue trench coat and a red bow tie and a big stovepipe Uncle Sam hat and a bullhorn megaphone and snap into a Slim Jim Randy Macho Man Savage sunglasses.
Beautiful. And he is the modern day Uncle Sam in front of the IRS. Now, of course, we've prepared some funny ad-libs for Lewis.
Of course.
And we're going to ask that you just, on our command, read the ad-lib. Now, do you have the sheet there in front of you?
You're damn right.
Okay, good. Now, remember,
yeah.
when you're doing your bit on megaphone, when you're yelling at the IRS, please, no ad-libbing.
That's right, no ad-libbing. And, you know, any radio show could send somebody to the post office. We decided to send them to the IRS building.
Yeah.
We had a little meeting of the funny club today, and we've got quite a few timely little sayings for Lewis to yell at the IRS. Lewis, let's start with... Number one, please, right into the megaphone.
Why don't I drop the phone?
Very good.
I'm going to drop the phone, and then I'll just start with number one through number 10 sequentially.
Okay, very good.
Okay, here, I'm going to drop the phone.
All right, here's Lewis at the IRS.
Starting with number one, taxation without representation. The IRS sucks.
Taxation without representation.
Number two.
IRS sucks.
Hold on, number two?
Yes, number two, Lewis.
I'll just keep going through 10. How about it?
All right, take a little break between each one, though.
Take
like a 5-second break between each of your gags.
1,002. All right.
Doing his job, following orders.
Hey, I'm Lewis Retard, and I haven't paid my taxes since 1993.
I'm Lewis the Retard. I haven't paid my taxes.
Go ahead, audit me. I dare you.
Go ahead, audit me. I dare you.
Hey. Audit this!
Grabbing his crutch. Hey, audit this.
Hey, I won't pay because income tax is really gay.
Hey, I won't pay because income tax is really gay.
Has that been 5 seconds?
Yeah, okay, let's go to number six, please.
Number six, I'm going to drop the phone.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Lewis, and I have a 1040 easy between my two...
1040 between my two pillows. Here's a good one, number seven.
Do I have to say number seven?
Yes, please. Come
I
on.
Have to.
That's one of the best ones.
God damn it.
Come on, Lewis.
One drop the phone.
I'm here. I'm queer. I'm not paying taxes.
Is that hey, Lewis?
Three people don't pay taxes and me neither. See you in
10 months, suckers! All right, now, hold on. He needs some help with that one. Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis, over here.
All right, Lewis, hold on. On number eight there?
Yeah.
Will you say, Puerto Rico don't pay taxes, and me neither. See you in San Juan. I want you to say suckers like Gigo and Liddy does. You go, see you in San Juan, suckers. Okay. Ha, ha, ha.
All right, let me just go ahead and blow the phone.
All right.
Puerto Rico don't pay taxes, and me neither. See you in San Juan, suckers.
Following instructions as best he can.
I'm just going to go to number 9.
All right, very good.
I'm not dropping the phone.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lewis, and IRS stands for idiots who really suck. Oh, jeez.
You've completed the list.
All right, very good.
Very nice, Lewis.
I have to keep moving. I'm afraid there's a sniper's crosshair on me, but everything's all right up to that point.
Now, is there much traffic in front of the IRS building? I mean, not like car traffic, but are there people going in? Does anybody go into the IRS on the 15th of April?
Not really. I think most people are avoiding this block. But I'll tell you what I do hear. Lewis shouts from, like, every block, real far away. I hear, Lewis, Luthard, it's really interesting.
I heard a guy beep at you a moment ago, so obviously people are starting to get familiar with where you are.
Over here!
It's the bullhorn. It helps.
All right, let me hear number 7 again. I like that one.
What's that?
Let me hear number 7 again, please.
My tape doesn't have a 7.
Come on. I'm here. I'm queer. I'm not paying taxes.
All right, if you said it, I'll go ahead. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a phone.
You suck! I'm here! I'm queer! I'm not...
Oh, I only wish we had a camera on him. I'd love to see him doing this today.
Oh, I would love to see him doing this Lewis, today. Anytime you read number 7, do that exact same inflection, okay?
Inflection where? Yeah, I need to know what you're talking about.
The,
so I get it right.
The, with the paying taxes. I enjoyed that. I really did.
All right, let's go with, go with number 2.
Number 2.
And then... Number 5.
2 and 5.
Oh, and
I'm sure I'm on there right now.
I hear what? Oh, he's got
2,
somebody there talking.
5, and then what number?
2, 5, and then number 8 again.
2, 5, and 8. All right.
Here we go. Lewis at the IRS.
Hey, I'm Lewis the retard, and I have not paid my taxes since 1993.
I have a lot of cotton out there now. I can't really think. What's number after 2?
5.
5.
Go for it.
Hang the hell on.
Hey, I won't pay because income tax is really gay. Really. And number 8.
And number 8 now, Lewis.
I don't pay taxes, and me neither. See you in San Juan.
Lewis. Very nice, Lewis. And this won't wear too much an hour from now, will it?
I like to think about the people that might have their windows open down there.
All right, now, Lewis the retard, please stay on the line. Leave this line open. I will be coming back to you many times during today's show.
Well, I have to take certain breaks at certain intervals to go put coins in the meter.
All right, well, let Charlie know when you got to do that.
Well, how would you like me to do that? Hang up and call back?
Yeah, well, do you have to already put coins in your meter?
No, I got about 30 more minutes.
All right, well, hang on. I'll come back to you within 30 minutes.
Hey, you got it, buddy.
All right, thank you, Lewis.
You got it.
All right, there is Lewis the retard in his Uncle Sam suit.
Yes, Uncle Lewis wants you.
In front of the IRS.
See you in San Juan.
Suckers! I'm here, I'm queer, I'm not paying taxes.
That's the one. They had a little trouble. I had to kind of kick him in the butt to do that one.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Well, Lewis, and you know, by the end of the show, he will be big-time annoying for everybody down there.
Yeah, it won't be long until the people from the IRS are hip
Absolutely.
To what's going on, especially since he's in front of their building with a bullhorn, for goodness sake.
Right. Might be another one of those exams. Sir, come with us, please.
Taxation without representation. The IRS sucks.
Did they have to file something between two pillows or something?
Yep, that's, I'm Lewis, and I have a 1040 easy form between two pillows.
Great.
Hold on, here's a guy calling about Lewis right now. Steve? Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Steve, hello.
Don and Mike, Radio
hey.
God.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Have Lewis go in front of the old post office. Channel 4 will be doing their stand-up there at 4 o'clock.
Is that close to the IRS?
Yeah, right across the street on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Perfect. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Get him, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Yeah. Get Lewis a little TV time.
Hey, yeah, Lewis?
Yeah.
The old post office right across the street from you?
What?
Is the old, you know, I know nothing about downtown D.C.
I believe Lewis doesn't either.
Is the old post office right across the street from the IRS?
Hey, where's the old post office, man? Oh, no, this is IRS. Next block, how many blocks down is that? All right, well, I thank you, my friend.
Right beside the Internal Revenue Service. Well, that's where Lewis is.
Yeah, that guy gave us the right story there, that they're right next door.
Yeah, we got it real close.
Hey, well, Lewis, you have to coordinate this with Charlie, but I think like Live at 5 or News 4 or something, they're going to be down there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's probably an excellent idea because I think most of the TV stations will be down there.
Yeah, and it'll be an interesting new twist. You know, they're always looking for something to talk about that's not the same old, same old.
And if nothing else, when the guy is doing his live shot out there, you know, maybe you could just start screaming your slogans, you know, while they're doing a live shot out there.
Sure.
I really don't think that'll be too much of a problem.
All right. Very good. All right, good man. Thank you, Lewis. Hold on, please.
Hold on. Keep in mind, we do need to coordinate this now.
Right, hold on. We'll put you on with our producer. Maybe you've met him, Charlie Broyhill.
Yeehaw!
Okay, hold on, please, Lewis.
It comes through. Even after that, starting to get annoying.
He's such an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike!
Hey, buddy.
Radio God. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
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 Hey.
Buddy.
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 I love you, Cat America. Hey, listen, I want to congratulate Lutard. He's doing this country a great service, whether you know it or not, and I haven't paid my taxes either.
All right, thank you. Let me say that any of your good feelings towards Lewis at this point, 15 minutes into the show, highly premature.
Absolutely. You always got to give it a little bit of time. Just give it a little bit of time with Lewis.
He always unravels.
Absolutely. He'll do something or say something. It'll be awful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Is this me?
Yes, you're on the air.
This is Doug Bishop with the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh,
I like,
come
you know,
on.
And I love it. I'm certain it's a guy from the IRS when he has to say, is this me?
Right.
That's always an interesting statement people make. Is it only you would know that for sure.
Ah!
There you go.
Doug Bishop from the IRS just hung up. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello there.
Hi, I just want to let you guys know that Dennis came and partied with us on Saturday.
Are you the lady that had the bachelorette party?
Yes.
Then we have a slight bone to pick with you.
Yes, we do.
I want to let you guys know that he volunteered to come. I didn't beg him to come. He volunteered.
All right, now hold on. Let me just give everybody some background here.
Okay.
That Dennis, last week, Dennis Murphy, you know, our number one houseboy, he called us up and he said, hey, I just sent you a fax that I'm going to be making a personal appearance this weekend.
Right.
And it was a fax from this gal that's getting married to a guy. I said, hey, we're having a bachelorette party. We're going to have a stripper and we're going to have mixed drinks. And right. Also appearing from the Don and Mike Show, major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Now, we don't doubt for a second that Dennis volunteered, but as we were saying to Dennis, he shouldn't have done that for free.
I mean, y'all should have spiffed him something.
Well,
because, I mean, he was entertainment, was he not?
Yeah, we took a lot of pictures. Well, what I was going to do was give him a whole bunch of pictures that we took. I mean, the kind of pictures that we took were really, really good, so I don't know. I think he paid him. I mean,
I think he just kind of took advantage of him.
He called the...
Listen, you can understand. We felt bad for him that the guy...
I told him, I was like, you know, I guess you should get paid, but live and learn, I guess. I don't know.
Man. The guy came to your house.
Yeah.
He performed as, like, your master of ceremonies for over 3 hours, he told us, at your bachelorette
Wait,
party.
No, as he came in through the door, we took a lot of pictures, and then he was standing around talking with people. He had free drinks. He drank our beer and pizza.
You understand, that's very similar to hiring a, I don't know what I can compare this to. Like,
it'd be like hiring an athlete. Dennis is going to love this. Like hiring an athlete to go to your cocktail party.
Exactly. Right.
It happens all the time. Where somebody who is a famous person is actually brought to a function as an attraction, just to have him there, you know?
Yeah.
True.
It's like casinos.
Right.
Hire former world heavyweight champion.
That is the perfect example.
To be like greeters.
To stand at the door and like wear a King Tut suit.
Sure.
Like Joe Lewis and Jim Brown. Jim Brown in the movie Mars Attacks. Remember where he's wearing a King Tut uniform?
That's it.
Right.
And they get free drinks and they get paid.
Yeah, we just felt kind of bad for Dennis.
Well, you know what? Next time that we
get married.
Maybe I call him, I'll pay him. But I just want to let you guys know that
you're a sweetheart, aren't you?
We couldn't shame you into paying him now?
No, I'm going to send him a picture. I'm going to frame it for him.
I think he'd probably rather have like $50.
Who, Dennis?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Dennis is unemployed. He can't eat a picture. And, you know, he does a lot of traveling, and I think his funds are getting low.
Well, if I get everybody to pitch in, I'll get him. I'll give him a check.
You're nice. Now, see, that's all we wanted to hear.
Dennis is a good guy. He was so much fun.
Of course he's a good guy.
He wore his T-shirt.
He took advantage of him for 3 hours at your bachelorette party. He's a super guy.
And having Dennis at your bachelorette party made it better.
Yes, it does.
There you go.
All right, well, then please do pay him.
That's
okay?
Right. You know, go hit up all your friends and, you know, send Dennis a little something. He'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we will.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll never see a dime now.
She's a real good-looking lady, though, because she had the attitude.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You know, generally, ugly chicks, very low on the attitude.
Had his picture taken with me. Sure. Come on, hello, Don on my show.
You know what? It sounds like Dennis must have you guys as agent.
Oh, no, listen, that is an insult to Junior Soprano. Our agent, Donald Ephraim, who, as we speak right now, is probably still playing shuffleboard in Boca Raton.
I think it should be pointed out that we encourage Dennis to do these little side jobs because the bottom line is we have no intention of paying him anything.
You know, we do bitch about our agent,
mm-hmm.
but he's not as bad as some.
No, not at all. He's not as slimy as a lot of agents.
Right. That's the problem when you got a guy that's old who's your agent. He's
right.
Like an old showbiz agent. And he knows the business in and out, but he's not young and vibrant like a Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Jerry Maguire. Have you seen that ESPN thing?
Oh, is that funny? Where they're all holding the goldfish. They're all doing the scenes from Jerry Maguire.
I'm using my favorite Charlie Steiner.
You had me at hello.
That's great.
It's fantastic. Well, you know, we'll probably get a new agent when our agent dies.
Yes.
That is when right. We will trade up and get a new, young, vital up-and-comer, someone who will more aggressively promote our careers.
Yeah, maybe he'll get us a telephone, like Hank. You know, remember Hank's agent from
the
Larry
Sanders
show?
Right. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, okay.
All right,
at least this one didn't go to prison.
See you later. Our agent?
Our agent didn't go to prison. Some agents have.
How do you know our agent hasn't been to prison?
I just know. I've been with him a long time.
He might have been in prison in the Civil War, for all we know.
Back there as a deserter. The Battle of Gettysburg, he ran.
Hey, Robert E. Lee, stay cool. Hey, Genghis Khan, stay cool.
Do you remember that book, The Red Badge of Courage? I actually represented the author. Yeah, way back when. Thank you, Johnny Reb.
Stay cool. Hello, Dynamike. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
I play in a basketball pickup every Friday night, and a couple months ago, we were walking out, and these two guys who were both hotheads, they're walking out, and one of them says, "Man, you played hurting tonight," and the other one says, "Like, you played any better," and they both said, "We both played like money."
Yes,
I don't get it.
I just thought it was funny because it was the sports junkies thing, and you know, I know you guys are such great friends with Eric Bickle,
What was the funny part that they were using sports junkies jargon?
Well, basically, yeah.
Mm. Well, I won't play the crickets because we are friends with the sports junkies.
In that case, guys, if you were going to play the crickets, I'd like to extend my apology to you all for slowing the show down.
But yeah, you did.
I just, sometimes people don't think about what they're going to say, and, perhaps the intent was good, but it didn't come out right.
Well, I'm sorry, fellas.
Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye. F you and your family.
See you later. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
I mean, we are friends with the sports junkies, no doubt about it. And mm-hmm. We're big rooters for their success.
But no matter what, I mean, I was waiting like for the fist fight or something like that to happen in that story.
Hello, Donald.
Yes, Dennis Murphy, World Tour 99, coming to a town near you.
Okay.
Dennis does seem to bring out the quality calls.
Hello, Don on my show.
Hello.
I hear breathing.
Yep. That is us on the radio right now.
I never get tired of it. I never get tired of hearing us on the radio.
That is our voices coming out of a radio. It's magic, man.
You would think after all these years it wouldn't be exciting. It still is.
It's absolutely magic.
And for some of those people they call, you know, we're on the radio. You're not.
Hello, Donovan Mike Show.
Hey, Dennis Murphy's cool. You guys are great.
Dennis Murphy is cool, and we are... Well, we're something, Mike. I didn't exactly hear what that guy was saying.
I'm going to go optimistic. It sounded like great.
Yes. Okay, one more call. Hello, Don on Mike Show.
Don.
Bobby.
Hey, did you hear that Wilma Flintstone died?
Heard that yesterday on the Buzz Burbank News.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I missed that. But I didn't know Mike was married to her.
How did you find that out?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mike.
What the hell is going on? That was not supposed to be. That's not public knowledge. You're one of those internet geeks that's going on those search engines again. It's not supposed to be public knowledge. It's kind of one of those Dinah Shore Burt Reynolds things.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years ago.
Fred.
Can I be honest? I loved her. We made beautiful love, and she taught me everything I knew. Wow. She really did. Oh, I loved it. I really loved it when she'd say, "Hi, Betty." Oh, man.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a big article about the Home Shopping Club in the New York Times Magazine on Sunday.
Yes, I read it.
And they said that in 1991, the Home Shopping Club did, in business, over $1 billion.
Man.
The other thing I learned, when the guy selling the stuff says goodbye to the callers, it's not bye-bye, it's always bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
B-U-H-B-Y-E.
Bye-bye. Not bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are we running a little late? Bye-bye.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and we're just going to keep moving right along with it. As usual, as always, the best of Don and Mike are your calls and some ragging on Regis Philbin. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Paul.
Hello. Hi,
Silver.
Don.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to call and see if you guys could talk to Olivette Spellman lately.
No, frankly, we're afraid to call. You can understand that. You can understand that.
Oh, she was so nice.
She was wonderful, and we're just afraid to make the call because we're afraid of not hearing that phone be picked up.
She was confused, but no. She was nice.
She may be taking a dirt nap right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Could be.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's a lady we gave a TV to a couple of years ago.
That would be very sad if we had to find that out. You know, we'd answer the phone. It's like, hello? Hey, you sound like a young person. Well, we moved in. We moved in a week ago.
And when we moved in, there was a beautiful television and a satellite receiver in this house.
Fantastic. Came with the house.
We get every channel for free. And the satellite people told us, the woman that owned it before never utilized it.
The remote was still wrapped in plastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
That's cold. We shouldn't make those jokes.
Not at all.
We shouldn't make those jokes until we're positive she's passed on.
Of course.
Hello. Hello.
It's her calling now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is strange. I was just calling from near Syracuse. I'm on my way to Rochester. I wanted to find out what frequency you're on there. I've been away from the D.C. area for almost a year now.
In Rochester?
Yeah. Are you still right up there?
Yeah, we are. I have no idea what the station is, though. I mean, I know it's
crazy without you guys.
I know it's WHTK.
What?
WHTK. That's a station in Rochester.
Do you know what the frequency is?
No. Sorry, Kenneth, I don't. Thank you, though.
What's Thanks. Better than this apple cobbler? It's Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Surf.
Yeah, all right, these lines are cleared out. Hello, Don and Mike. It's Mike the TV boy, who incidentally in recent calls has risen his stock up again.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's a rising stock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unlike Infinity stock, which just will not budge.
Right, absolutely.
For those of you like myself who invested all of your child's college money in Infinity stock.
In a holding pattern.
Hello?
Yes.
Is it Bob Barker?
Yes.
Bob Barker.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hello, Bob.
Burbank.
Oh. You want to talk to Buzz?
Yes.
Hi, Bob Barker.
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Burbank, I want you to listen carefully.
Okay, I'm listening, Bob.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
I'll say 6.
Oh, that was a bad shot. Try again.
Okay, 7.
Ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
All right, I'll pick a number. 7.
Is it 3?
No, sorry, Bob. It was 7.
One more shot.
Okay.
Let me try 3, Bob.
All right.
All right.
Burbank, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Bob.
Pick a number.
Okay, I think this time, Bob, I'm going to pick the number 3.
You got to get this right or we're through.
Okay, but I'm pretty confident that it's 3.
Is it 3?
It's 3, Bob.
No.
Oh, sorry, bud.
Sorry,
we let you down the wrong path, bud.
What a shame. I thought we had a winner, Bob.
Burbank.
Yes?
A stupid disappointment.
Yeah, well, I know. It's not the first time, Bob, and I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry about it all.
Yes. It's terribly complicated.
I know it is. Who's the big disappointment today, Bob?
Burbank.
Right. Who's the swinger on this show?
Burbank.
Mm-hmm. Who's the atheist on this show?
Oh, God. Burbank.
No, Bob.
Who's the guy who has elective surgery on every single vacation break?
Burbank.
Right. Oh, Bob.
Burbank.
Yeah, I didn't even ask that time, but you're right. Burbank. All right, Bobby, we got to go.
Much to your surprise, Burbank.
What? Much to your surprise, Burbank what?
You lose.
Oh, he loses. Oh, no. That's what he was waiting to say. But I'm not surprised, but thanks, Bob.
That's the end of the game, Bob.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Bob, anything in parting you'd like to say?
No.
No, okay. All right, see you later, Bob.
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
There he goes. Okay. From Mike the TV boy.
Burbank, he's still working. Still working overtime.
He's picking up.
Is it three?
Burbank.
No.
Burbank. Burbank. All right, here is the shocking charge. Oh, Reed, what a lover.
God, you're cute.
Stripper claims she had hot sex with married talk show host.
Is that your final answer?
He was one of the best I ever had.
Oh, that is gross. Okay.
The thing that makes this story a little bogus is that this alleged between Regis and the stripper happened 27 years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that waters it down quite a bit.
When she was on Regis's local Saturday night talk show.
Hey, welcome. It's New York City Live.
She liked the New Yorkers.
She says, of all of them, who was the best? Regis.
Of course, because he's the only one that's happening right now.
Who is the worst celebrity she ever made love to? Jerry Lewis. She says he was selfish, spoiled, and conceited.
Oh, my. Well, that's accurate.
All right, here's the story. A former stripper has come forward after 27 years to claim that TV host Regis Philbin had a steamy one-night stand with her while married to his current wife, Joy.
Ooh.
And, of course, real nice, you know, they put Joy's picture in here also.
Is that her up in the upper left-hand corner?
Yeah, that's the stripper.
Okay.
There she is. And there's Regis having a lot of fun pinning a microphone to her 40 double D bust.
Oh, God.
Okay. So they have an actual picture of her on Regis's local talk show.
Hey, let me help you with that microphone. God, you're great. Listen, we're in a commercial break right now, but I want to make love to you in the elevator.
I shared one night of sex with Regis in 1972.
One night of sex with Regis.
Not knowing he was a married man. He was the best lover I ever had. Sexy Liz, who acted on TV shows in the 50s, and later stripped for burlesque shows, so she plans to rate her top 10 celebrities in her upcoming book, The Secrets of Romance, Sex, and Love.
Yeah.
And she says Regis is number one.
We got to get this lady on the show.
Regis was sweet and cuddly, Liz reveals. I thought if I'd married him and had that kind of sex every night, I would be content. Regis spokesperson Jim Griffin denies this story.
Of course he does.
After the show, Regis called me at home to flirt, she says. He was coming on to me in a sweet way. Regis had been married to his current wife, Joy, for 2 years, but Liz says she had no idea. He never mentioned being married.
Oh, hey, would you like some Harvest Crisps?
It was only years later when I read an article about Regis that I realized he was married when we had sex.
Oh, God.
But that didn't stop Regis from inviting the sultry bombshell back on his show to promote her book, My Face for the World to See. This time, Liz says Regis was more suggestive than sweet, groping his guest when he had to attest the microphone to her chest.
God, let me help you there.
I have huge breasts, and he was having a hard time finding a place to put the mic.
I just don't know what to do with this. I can't find the right place.
I was wearing a tight, low-cut, short dress. His hands brushed against my boobs, and Regis seemed to enjoy it. He definitely touched me more than was necessary.
Let me help you with that.
After the show, he asked me, is it okay if I join you later in your hotel room tonight? Yeah, nice come online, Regis.
There you go. He, the always smooth Regis Philbin.
So I happen to be up on the third floor. I see our doors open, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to shut the door, and then I see the gerbil. And he says, hey, you want to hear something funny? I said, yeah, sure. He says,
you guys are doing it again.
I said, what's that?
He said, I was just on the phone with,
we'll give the guy's name because he's probably listening right now, a radio consultant.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. Jimmy's on the phone with a radio consultant.
And the guy has busted Jeremy's balls saying, how could our show have any listeners? Because the guy just flew into town, and he turned the radio on when he heard us spend a half hour on how the phones suck and when we had Wendell take apart the board.
Hello, consultant.
And I said to Jeremy, well, did you explain to the guy that, you know, what we do on the show is what really happens in here? And Jeremy said, no. No, I didn't. I said, well, why didn't you stand up for us? He says, I don't want everyone to know the secrets of why the station is so hot.
That's Jeremy all the way, though.
That's fine, Jeremy.
That is Jeremy. You know something? And the scary thing is he's telling the truth. Yeah. He really is. That is the way his mind works. Absolutely.
You know, this happens two or three times a year where some hotshot goddamn radio consultant will come into town.
Right.
A guy that's never heard our show before. Mm-hmm. He'll listen to it. He'll make an instant assumption that there's no way this show is listenable.
Right.
And he'll get back on the airplane and fly out of the town. Dumbfounded of how we could get any ratings on this show.
And Jeremy's right. Never wise up a chump. Let the guy continue to wonder.
Thank you, Buzz.
Let the guy continue to wonder.
Never wise up a chump.
Right. W.C. Field said that.
Never wise up a chump.
Okay.
And I will lock the door every day coming out because I never do. Because I always thought they needed to get in there. Well, they can get in there if they want because they all have keys. I'm the one that doesn't have the key. But I have a key now. And I've had it for a good 8 months, 9 months. I really have. I've had my key. They bust my chops all the time about not having keys because I lost my keys. And,
right.
And I had to, like, for it seemed like for a year, I had to either beg Rob or Charlie to open the office door when I would, on the rare occasions that I would beat you to the office.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
and I would sit there and they would, you know, I said, you need a key? And it was just a big source of comedy.
Do you have it on your main keychain or do you, like, keep it in your wallet?
I have it,
He doesn't know where his keys are. He gave up on the organizer bus. He's on the Palm Pilot now, and the rest of us have a bet that by Labor Day,
right,
Mike will lose the Palm Pilot.
But it doesn't matter because I've already put all the information from that wonderful gift you gave me into my computer, and I have that on the. So all the information is in there. That's the hot link that you have there.
The bet is, though, if you're going to lose the actual Palm Pilot itself.
Who took my keys?
We go through this every day with Mike.
Every day. You went upstairs, right? Did you lock the office door?
Hold on. Here's the producer.
Yeah. Excuse me, Rob.
No problem, partner.
You know, one of these days he's going to smack you, Rob, when you do that.
No, he won't.
Oh, no, I've already smacked him.
Rob walked up and gave Charlie a little...
Please don't stand there.
A little playful punch in the arm. He said, there you go, buddy.
What's going on?
Your keys are on the couch.
Okay.
And I already lost the bet because I thought he'd lose it the first day.
Oh, the Palm Pilot. Okay.
Would you do me a favor?
No, I'll send Rob, though.
No, have Mikey Rocket if he's not doing something.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Would you go tell Mike to go upstairs and get Mike's keys?
There's your chain of command right there. And listen, Mr. Consultant, Mr. Out-of-Town Consultant, don't bother calling Jeremy now saying that you're listening to the show now and you can't figure out how we get any ratings talking about losing keys.
We're number one, baby!
Right.
We're number one. Okay, it's not getting some... We are number one.
Well, you know, Jeremy said it was the typical. Hey, I can't understand it, man. I heard them talking for an hour about the engineers not being able to fix the studio, man. When do those guys do any bits?
Bits. Our life is a bit.
Please. You know that article I was reading you yesterday about that disc jockey from the Disc Jockey magazine?
The mouth thing?
Yeah. Just give me one second.
It's so jive.
Just one second.
Oh, this is about the disc jockey that lies.
Yeah.
Lies about the work he puts in?
Right. Okay. Now.
It's so funny. It's such a bald-faced lie.
Listen, I'll tell you right now that I work real hard on preparing this show.
Well,
every
I know you
day.
Do.
I really do. But there's no way I put in 8 hours of prep a day for this show.
Sure.
I sit down for about an hour in the morning. I write myself notes all day long. And I plan a little outline for what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. What I hate is when a disc jockey tries to make it like he does more work off the air than on the air. This is a disc jockey magazine called The Mouth.
This is so funny. This is just, it's so funny because you can just see him concocting this.
This is a magazine for disc jockeys where they... First off, they give you bid ideas,
okay?
Right. Like, here's a good one. It says, the weather kid. Every morning show should have a kid who wants to do the weather.
we record a couple of short versions of the weather with a kid doing the forecast. Kids love hearing kids. And then there's the ages of women versus the ages of men. This is supposed to be a phone starter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between the ages of 13 and 18, she's like Africa, unexplored. Between 19 and 35, she's like Asia, exotic.
Oh, there's your keys, Mike.
Rob, you are such a dink. Between 36 and 45, she's like America, fully explored, beautiful, and free with her resources. After 58, she's like Australia. Everyone knows it's down there, but who gives a damn?
Oh, my God, please.
Okay, these are supposed to be good phone starters.
This will get people talking, man.
Okay, let me see. Then they have top 10 lists,
because
you know disc jockeys love top 10 lists.
Right.
Top 10 signs you've been out of college too long. When you keep more beer than, I'm sorry, when you keep more food than beer in your refrigerator.
Oh, man. Oh.
When you hear your favorite song in the elevator to work. When you go from 130 days of vacation time to 7.
How tired and bad is this?
Then you have the top 10 podiatrist complaints. Okay? Mm-hmm. Top 10 podiatrist complaints. Running out of odor eaters. Patients who say my jokes are too corny.
Yeah, these are put in these. It's like any one of these publications, any time they try to assist you, nobody gives anything good away, okay?
Right.
And that's the classic example of these crappy things.
And then finally they have like a Karnak feature, okay? The answer is teacup. What does Ice-T wear when he plays baseball?
See, they're not going to give you anything really funny. They won't. Because the real funny stuff, if anybody comes up with anything that's really good...
They keep it to themselves.
Of course they do.
Shrink wrap is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The question, what would you have if Coolio became a psychiatrist?
Oh, man.
The answer, Coolio. The question, what do you call a chili Lenny DiCaprio? Coolio.
Oh, my God.
The answer, the thin red line. The question, what would you see if Calista Flockhart wore all red?
Oh, these are so...
Wait, these are
so
awful,
they're
right?
They're angering me.
Okay?
My
so then,
God.
You get past that. And then you get to where they have an interview with disc jockeys. Okay, look, they make it like it's a real goddamn interview, okay? The interview with WFLZ's MJ and BJ. Okay, so they're talking about how great they are. Mm-hmm. And then you get back to, okay, here's some of the questions. Would you call your show irreverent?
I think it is at times, but we don't go out of our way to be shock jocks. We're warm and fuzzy.
Does the term shock jock bother you?
It's massively overused. It's become part of the vernacular when you talk about morning radio. It's so easy to slap the term shock jock on. It doesn't bother me. I think it's a ludicrous name.
When do you get to the station?
Our show starts at 5:30. I arrive at 3:30.
Okay, so now the guy's...
That's not true.
The guy's saying that he gets to the radio station at 3:30 in the morning.
3:30. I'm sorry. I guarantee you that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Before you go on the air, what's your prep plan for the show?
Well, basically, my prep work begins at 3 in the afternoon, and I go till 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, so let's do the math here. He goes from 3 in the afternoon to 11 o'clock at night, and he gets to the station, arrives at the station at 3:30.
I have a large satellite system in my house. And I start by watching all the tabloid shows as they feed to the affiliates around the country.
Yeah, because I'm so plugged in.
Then I plug into, obviously, the local news block from 4 till 7 p.m. Watch every single news block. Then after that, I hop on the internet, and I have 50 to 80 sites I hit every day.
It's such a bunch of crap. It's 100% bull crap.
It's gotta be.
I guarantee it is. Wait, and I guarantee you could go down to Tampa, listen to this guy's show, and it would sound just like every other disc jockey show that has in the morning after his name.
Hey, let me tell you something. Here's something that I got on website number 73. This is a fantastic, a little interesting thing after I watched my block of news. Oh, boy, am I tired, because I arrived at the station at 3:30.
Of course, I worked for 8 hours on the show yesterday.
So I am a little beat. You'll pardon
pardon me. I am just a tad sleep deprived. Radio. And this is the kind of crap that we put up with. Like when the consultant calls Jeremy.
Sure.
Says he can't understand how anybody could listen to the show because we spent a half hour talking about how bad the equipment is. Right.
Because it might be a shock to some of you. We simply don't play the game.
Right.
Happened for quite some time.
You know, we happen to think that our listeners are bright enough that they get it. You know, everybody can relate to working at a crappy place.
Mm-hmm.
Working with crappy equipment, crappy surroundings, crappy bosses.
That's right.
Crappy people.
But if that consultant was here sitting across, we'd say to him, well, usually between 3 and 11 in the afternoon, and then when we arrive at 3:30 in the afternoon.
let me see. Hey, here's a good bit. This is a bit that MJ and BJ have supplied to the magazine.
Oh, you know it's got to be good if they gave it to the magazine.
Some jokes. Here's some one-liners that they've written. Betty DeGeneres, Ellen's mom, has a new book out called Love, Ellen. Kind of a lackluster title, but I don't blame her. Raging Bull was already taken. Yeah, baby! Dan Quayle has lashed out against the White House's current policy on China. He thinks it's wasteful, and we could save a lot of money by using paper plates instead!
Jesus. Oh, that's painful stuff.
Mm. O.J. Simpson's in the news. He shot a TV commercial for a lawyer referral service. It was a tense environment for the crew, especially when the director yelled, "Cut!"
Oh, God. So, but they used that last week. And timely is today's headline.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, listen, I could go on with this, man. There's tons in here.
Those are the gems that you come up with when you come in at 3:30.
Hey, how about Martha Stewart's tips for rednecks? Super! A centerpiece for the table should never be anything prepared by a taxidermist. Be aggressive. Let her know you're interested. I've been wanting to go out with you since I read that stuff on the bathroom wall 2 years ago. And, of course, do not lay rubber when traveling in a funeral procession.
It sounds like these are also disc jockeys that have the mistaken impression that they're also comedians, which is really a big, big mistake.
And I'll tell you why this is bad, because disc jockeys are generally lazy, myself included. There's not a disc jockey on the planet that does 8 hours of prep. What your average disc jockey does is subscribe to this bull crap magazine.
Right.
And then he thinks, you know what? Because I got these jokes, I don't have to prep my show.
Absolutely.
I'll just go in tomorrow morning and read, you know, hey, I got some ideas for the show today. Let's have a weather kid. And then I want to get a phone starter with the ages of women versus the ages of men. And, hey, don't forget, Joke's dyslexic coming up. You know, teacup. What does iced tea wear when he plays baseball?
Just beware of disc jockeys who have the mistaken impression that they're comedians or musicians. They're neither. Right. They shouldn't try to be.
And then there's a whole page of phone starters for disc jockeys who can't figure out anything to talk about.
Super duper!
Does anyone have a story that nobody ever believes? Hey, our lines are open this morning. Hey, good morning. Have you ever done anything cowardly that you've always regretted? This would be a good time to phone the morning, Drew. Which would you rather have? A high IQ or good looks?
Listen, if you can't make it through on the show, give us a call in the office from 3 to 11.
Listen, our lines are open. We're looking for weird things you've seen your neighbors do. Things that make you nervous. Who's got the worst hair in Hollywood? Hey, what's some strange things you've written off as tax deductions? And you can solicit for CPAs to call also.
Disc jockeys all over America taking magic markers to index cards, transcribing those valuable bits.
Hey, what could you do as a kid that you can't do anymore? I'll give you some examples like cartwheels, touch your toes, stay up real late. Hey, give us a call right now. We're ready for your input.
Ouch.
Hey, here's one for you. What's some things you want to do but your husband or wife just won't let you do? That's a whole page of this magazine, phone starters.
That will get a lot of people to call. Everybody's got those.
God damn it.
Fantastic. And, of course, they give you the free copy of that magazine, and then they will, at a later date, ask you for the subscription.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and here's the top 10 signs that spring has arrived.
What are they, Don?
Dennis Rodman has started shopping for his Easter dress. Paula Jones rolls her house into the shade.
Feeling nauseous.
And, of course, New York City starts to smell like urine again.
Super duper.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Well, you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the idea of what we're talking about.
Radio, what would life be without it?
Right.
You know, and this is what the business is like. And some consultant has the balls to call Jeremy and say he's at the airport and he heard our show and he doesn't understand how we have any ratings.
Right.
Very nice of him to do that. Thank you. Sincerely appreciate that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And all of your stupid radio ideas.
And the consultants, the failed program directors. You know, you have
correct.
To work, you have to work really hard to fail as a program director.
Right. I don't want to say that guy's name either.
But you know who it is, Mike.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, a reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Hypnolarious. The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, Journey. Sounds familiar. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, bringing you Best of Don and Mike, coast to coast, nationwide, via the Westwood One Network, darling. Well, let's continue on with more slamming of Regis on the Best of Don and Mike.
So the whole opening to the Regis and Kathy C. show today was Regis holding this up and saying how his show is number one in the ratings, which, no lie,
is it killing her?
No. Do you know that last week it was the number one rated show of all shows on TV? Higher than Raymond, higher right. than Frasier, higher than 60 Minutes was the stupid Regis Philbin How to Be a Millionaire show.
Amazing but true.
And he said today on his Regis show, he said, watch tonight. Something very big happens tonight. I don't want to give it away, Kathy Lee.
So is he kind of, you know, you never know, it's Regis, he's just goosing the ratings.
He's hinting to the fact that they might actually give away the $1 million.
How's Kathy Lee taking all this?
Okay, on the surface, very well.
Right.
But if you've watched the show enough to know, she is going so over the top
right.
to appear that it doesn't bother her.
Right.
You know it's killing her. And here's a small inkling. I'm watching today, and she says, well, my Reg. And she's doing that thing where she's patting his hand.
Sure, you know, sure. Well, she smells the money, too.
She goes, my Reg, good for you. You've waited a long time.
Oh.
You're finally on top of the mountain. He says, yes, and it's very sweet. She said, and you knew that show was right for you. He said, yes, I did. She said, that's why you called the network and told them you had to have that job. And she's
an evil woman.
Yes. He says, well, yes, you're right. And she said, because they've come to you before, but you haven't thought the idea was right. But you heard this idea, and you called them, and you said,
I have to do this show.
Yes.
That's it. There it is right there.
I swear to God. So you get it in a roundabout way. Right. She's saying,
he begged the network for the job.
Yes, you have this show. It's successful. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't have it if you hadn't called the network, because they didn't call you.
Right. Oh, she is evil.
Yeah.
Oh, she is evil.
You got to read between the lines like that. She's upset.
You know, you got to root for him on that level alone, that it's driving her crazy. Absolutely.
You stick it out of there.
And last night when I watched, and I've turned the show on every once in a while, the Millionaire Show. I end up getting mad, and I can't watch the show.
Because it's so slow.
Because the people that they have, the contestants, although last night they had a lady who at least, when he would ask her the question, she would just say, oh, it's George McGovern, B.
Right.
That's my final answer, Regis.
And it would subvert him going, that's your final answer?
But then he would still wait, and he'd still go, you are? And he'd look down at the paper, he'd get a troubled look on his face. Absolutely right.
Yeah, he thinks, you know, it's him doing his big theatrics in that small mind of his.
What I hate about that show, the few times I've watched it, is that the first five or six questions are like Tom Gavin questions.
And they put in the comedy answers at the end, which I hate also. That's, you know,
D is always a goofy answer.
Right, exactly.
And then by the time you get up to 32,000, that's when it's tough.
Right.
And every single time I've watched the show, maybe I haven't watched it on the right time, when a person gets to 32 grand, that's always where they lose.
Right. Yeah, because they jump dramatically in the degree of difficulty.
There's no middle ground.
Right.
They don't go from kind of easy to kind of hard to hard. It goes from your Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump.
You want to use a lifeline?
Oh.
Would you like to use the lifeline of the audience or call somebody at home? And I just think, do you agree that still the game moves at such a snail's pace that that's where it loses me? I like to get the answers. Bingo, bingo, bingo,
right.
You know?
Even with the editing. And you know when they do the obvious edit? It's when someone uses the lifeline and they say, I want to call my friend Mike. And
he just goes,
okay, let's do that courtesy of, you know, Bell Atlantic, whoever it's courtesy of. And then there's an obvious edit that you can drive a truck through.
Right.
Because the phone rings, and then Regis has to make out like the person on the phone doesn't know what's going on, like they haven't been told you might be called in this half hour. Uh-huh.
This is Regis Philbin from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And we are here with Janice. She has a question for you now.
Janice, you have 30 seconds, and it's all very tidy and very neat, and it works in the right time frame.
And the question last night that she had to call for help on, I find it hard to believe that a question of that's this easy, this much of a softball, would require a woman calling someone. Who scored the winning goal for the Women's Cup soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
And they had names like, you know, Mayhem.
Right.
And, of course, it's Brandi Chastain.
Right.
Who doesn't know that?
And you know it. You know it certainly in the multiple choice format. You know immediately you recognize that name.
Right. And everybody knows that's the girl that took her shirt off to show her sports bra.
Right.
This lady, she is dumbfounded by this.
Just was out of the loop when that happened.
She goes, well, sports is not my area.
Some people, especially really smart people, like that woman, live in isolated little worlds, and they're completely out of touch with pop culture. So you throw them a question like that, they can't handle it.
And what was the other one she had trouble with? Which one of the Spice Girls is an ambassador for the UN? And then they put Baby Spice, Posh Spice, Ginger Spice.
Is it Ginger?
Yeah, and that's always, of course, it's Ginger.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
You confident?
I'm confident. Tell me if I got it right or not.
You are... wrong, right.
Right, wrong. I think it is a testament to the fact that there's nothing on TV.
I agree. It's right. Perfect time for
right.
This show.
Every show that's on right now is rerun. Every show that's on you've seen before.
Right.
So you turn that show on, you say, hey, I'd like to see somebody win $1 million. But every time I turn it on, and the other thing that really fried my ass is I watched the guy who was just flying through these questions.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I root for those people.
Even with Regis slowing him down,
right.
This guy, like, you know how sometimes when they answer a question, they'll go, well, I once studied in the state of Massachusetts, and I lived on Quimby Street, and I ruled at a monarchy, and I rooted for the Red Sox.
You want to go, answer!
Thus far, I know the answer must be Carl Yastrzemski. I mean, they give you a 20-minute lead-up.
Right.
No, this guy, he would look at the thing, he'd go, Regis, that's B. My final answer is B. Beautiful. I'm watching, I'm thinking, this guy's going to get the money. Fantastic.
Right.
He gets up to $64,000. They put the question up, and the guy says, you know what? I don't know the answer. I'd like to quit. The guy didn't even guess.
Right.
Because you can quit at any time.
Well, you have the little the levels where you go back to a certain amount of money, and that would get him like a guaranteed
$64,000.
$32,000, right.
Yeah. But why would you quit? Why wouldn't you just take a guess at it? If you were going to lose anyway, and you're still going to win $32,000...
Yeah, that's right.
He was
if you're going to fall back to that level, whether you or not. Right.
The guy had won $32,000.
So he didn't even try to go for it.
He was at the $64,000 question. Even if he got
it
wrong.
And there was no penalty if he took a stab at it.
Right. If he got it wrong, he would still win $32,000. He said, no, you know what? I'm happy just to leave with $32,000.
You sure? You don't want to try, you overwhelming wussy? Are you sure? You confident?
Oh, please. Hello, Don and Mike. The lady wants to talk about that show. Hello.
Yeah, that woman last night was so stupid. They asked her if Bob, who was the Republican nominee in 96?
Right.
She didn't know that?
No. She didn't know it was Bob Dole.
I thought the screening process, weeds out the idiots.
She didn't know it was Bob Dole. She was absolutely flabbergasted.
You know what Regis said to her during the commercial breaks? Don't worry, darling. I didn't know either.
And then she tried to save herself by saying, well, I never look at that side of the voting board.
Yeah, right. She was a total egghead, that woman.
I wish I could be on that show. I would be so good on that show.
Yeah.
Why do you sound, something, Reed.
Call up and qualify.
You sound familiar to me.
I know who you think it is, and I don't think it's her. You think it's Gladys Kravitz, don't you?
No, I
know you don't.
It's the Cher lady.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I want to be a millionaire.
Oh, Mike, you get the prize.
Way to go. It's the Cher lady, a frequent caller, almost to the level of Gladys Kravitz.
No, I don't call anymore because I know I won't get on the air.
All right, let's hear some of your Cher.
Let's see. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's gone. Our money's all been spent.
Yeah, you are.
Cher lady.
Is that your final answer?
good ear, Mike. I thought it was Kravitz.
They have a similar timbre.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling from Winchester, Virginia, and I was listening to you. I listen to you all the time when I'm coming home from work.
Thank you.
And I love your show. I've listened to you since you were on WAVA. But I wanted to make a comment about that stupid show, especially Regis Philbin. He makes me sick. the other night, he was he was doing the show, and there was a guy on there who was overweight, and he goes, my answer is B. And the guy goes, final answer? Yes, that's my final answer. And he sits there and he pauses for a good 30 seconds.
I know.
That's
what I hate about
the
show. The
guy says, Regis, I'm fat. You're going to give me a heart attack.
I wish more people would give it, because Regis just, it's almost like Regis is lazy, and he doesn't want to, like, deal with lots of questions.
I don't think he's lazy. I think he's stupid. Someone has said to him, Regis, play up the dramatic angle on this show.
It's either or. It's two negatives right there. But he likes to drag it out, and he just thinks that he's the master television pitcher, doesn't he? It's like,
he's making him out like he's some smart person, but really he's just a stupid dummy.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
I can't stand him. He just looks like a little toad to me.
All right, you are
right.
Thank you. Congratulations.
The slower they go, the less money they have to give away. The more they can drag that out.
Yeah, what do they care, though?
I don't think they do care. I think it's a combination of the stupidity of Regis and just a little laziness. Like, if I really hem and haw, that 15 minutes of Lee be up, we'll have another one in the can who wants to be a millionaire.
I love that in my show.
I like to go caca. Foo, foo, poo, poo.
All right, thank you, sir. Hello, turn your radio down, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I want to talk to Don and Mike about the millionaire show.
All right, you're talking to us now.
Hey, honey, come on in the living room. The millionaire show's on.
You're on the air with us now.
Don and Mike, radio god. Hey, I just wanted to clarify. I think the guy that you were talking about that said I wanted to quit, he was up to 64K, and he was going for the 125.
Well, why would he quit, though?
Because he got 64,000.
He only had 32. Well, either way, I don't like it when someone quits. Just, you know, if you're there, keep going with it, man.
So that would have wiped out the 64 grand if he missed it?
Yeah, if he would have missed it, he would have dropped all the way back to 32, but he already won 64.
Oh, all right. Well, all right, but either way, that's still cheesy, man. I like it. If you're going to go on a game show like that,
I like the format.
Be a gambler.
I don't like the format either. I don't like that. I don't like having to force people. It's not a good game show when you really force people. You know, I didn't like that element of let's make a deal, Don.
All right, here's a guy who says his son's math teacher is the guy that quit.
Oh.
Hello, Cal?
Yeah, hi, Don.
That's your son's math teacher?
Yeah. Tell you what, he's a very smart guy. The kids all say he's the smartest guy they've ever seen. He coaches the IT academic team. He won $35,000.
That's the end of the round.
Well, if he's so smart, how come he didn't keep going?
Well, because one thing he doesn't know is television and stuff. And the question, he'd used up all his helplines. He had won $64,000. So he was going to have to take a 1 out of 4 guess.
Right.
It was $32,000.
I understand that. But if you're on a freaking game show...
This overrated morning show host of a TV show has his own primetime game show, Stonewall Jackson.
My point is, if you're on a game show and you have the chance to advance, take the chances. If you're guaranteed 32 grand.
I know, you should. You should take it.
You should go with it, man.
But the difference was the extra 32,000.
But I see, I hate it when they give him that fallback position.
They shouldn't be allowed to quit.
You ought to be, you know what? You ought to go, hear me out here. Don't you think if they went up through all the tiers, and if they quit, they don't get a thing?
That would be ideal.
I agree with you, but I'm telling you, if I'm sitting in that seat, and I got a 1 in 4 shot of losing...
Well, you know what, then you shouldn't be on a game show, man, where people want to watch people take chances.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're just there because you're trying to win some money.
What they should do is they should, if you have the question revealed to you, you should have to take a guess at it. But you can quit at any time as long as you already answered the question.
I agree. You shouldn't get the question and then be able to quit. That's a good,
I agree.
That would add a little more to it. Then it shows you, you know, hey, do you want to go to the next level for real? I mean, and you have no idea what the question is going to be.
Then it's gutsy. Then it's fun.
Right.
Well, please tell your son's math teacher, Mr. that I said hello.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Mike.
Sure, bye.
Tell him I wouldn't have quit.
His teeth look like dinner plates. Madison High School.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you already. I read the article in the paper from that guy who quit.
Yeah.
And he said that it's just, you know, he'd never seen the show NYPD Blue, so he had absolutely no shot at it.
No. You have a shot. You have a 1 in 4 shot.
Right.
Oh, I agree. But I think it's, you know, they're trying to make it all seem, you know, really dramatic every time you answer a question. What could be more dramatic than somebody seeing it so hard that he just suddenly has to quit?
Oh, I don't think that's dramatic at all. What? How? You think? that it's dramatic when someone quits?
Well, as dramatic as them having the people sit there for 10 minutes to answer a simple A, B, or C question.
I think we all can agree the show sucks.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be getting the ratings that it's getting.
No quitting allowed.
Yeah, the only thing on opposite was like Darman Greg or something like that.
This morning TV show host looks at Kathy Lee's Magruder.
Quitter.
Oh, you lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair, Witch Wife.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Right. She's telling off.
Joan Crawford would not have quit on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No, absolutely not. She would have gone all the way, fellas.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, I can't believe it. I love your show. I've been listening to it for years.
Love you, baby.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, I'm a law student also, so I want you to know that, you know, intellectuals listen to your show also, and we love you.
Of course they do.
I've got a lot of law students that aren't intellectuals, though.
There's one that works here.
Yeah, that's
there's a guy that works here who passed the bar, and I guarantee you he's no intellectual.
Money!
What is your IQ, darling?
Pardon?
What is your IQ?
132.
Whoa.
Wow. That ain't so great.
Don, what was yours? You're
Mike,
off the charts, aren't you?
Approaching 400, I think.
Mm-hmm. But
pretty freaking incredible.
I can't believe it. It was really unable to be measured.
I wanted to say the How to Be a Millionaire show, you really shouldn't knock it too much, because maybe now that Regis is making all this money, he can afford to give some money to his crippled son that he has been ignoring for years and years.
Oh, that's a nasty dig on Regis.
Have you read the tabloids?
Yes. Yeah, the tabloids are all over that.
They have pictures of this guy in a wheelchair, and he says, Regis is my dad, and Regis abandoned me and my mom.
Yeah, the tabloids have that. You know, it's like every 6 months or so you read an article like that.
And actually, I'll have to say in Regis' behalf that since all the bad publicity's come out about his handicapped son who he dropped.
Right.
I don't mean physically dropped, but
right.
He kicked out of his life.
Wasn't he there for the wedding and stuff like that?
Yeah, he has his son.
He's a stand-up guy at the wedding.
He has his son on his show every once in a while. He's like, there he is over the corner. My son Danny, isn't he marvelous? And
right.
The kid wheels himself out and... Regis patronizes him a little bit. And
yeah. You know,
well, that's great. At least he's being a father now. I just wanted to say that. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I appreciate the laugh.
Bye-bye. Too bad your IQ is 270 points lower than mine. I'll see you later.
Cameron Mannheim from The Practice, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Kings.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Who wants to be a...
Hey. Simple jokes are the best.
I just wanted to... Well, what the hell is up with that little toad anyways? I mean, it looks...
Tonight on Who Wants to Be a...
it looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
And now, please welcome America's number one... Mr. Regis.
He just filled it. Hi, how are you?
It looks like he's wearing eyeliner. It looks like he shaves his eyebrows and wears those off.
You know, Regis is a guy who television makeup and television helps quite a bit. If you've ever seen Regis when he might be like demonstrating one of the toys on the show, Regis and Kathy Lee, and they close in on his hands, he's in Talon territory.
Have you seen his fingernails? He has like Diana Ross fingernails.
He has like old man fingernails,
yes.
Unkempt fingernails.
A little too pampered.
Cadaver face.
Do you think he's had any plastic surgery?
Yes.
The Reg?
Yeah.
Really?
He has been around. I'm not sure exactly how old he is.
He's older than George Gimble, but he's pretty close to George Gimble, right?
When he comes out like wearing his Jack LaLanne outfit when they're going to do some kind of exercise segment.
I'll be working out with Cindy Crawford today.
Now, look at the skin under my biceps. It's hanging.
I would
like a porcelain doll.
69.
His face looks like a porcelain doll.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Because he was announcing for Joey Bishop in like the mid-60s.
Right.
And that's, you have to be in the business a while to get a plum gig like that.
He wants to be 70.
Hello.
Really, the last call. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, God, hey, I'm still trying to get on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Keep trying, Dennis.
And I, you know how they announce you, you know, when you're, when they're knocking you, I don't have a sign. Hi, God. I don't like.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dennis, one of the lifelines won't be a Bud Light.
I know, but you know me?
I would kill myself if I ever turned the TV on. And wants to be a millionaire. Here's our contestant from Potomac, Maryland. Mr. Dennis Murphy.
We both kill ourselves. We both probably want to get tickets to be in the studio audience just to see it. That's my final answer. There you go. And Dennis, you think you could pull it off on that show?
I have gotten cooking consulting, so I think I can do it.
Who wants to wear a prosthetic?
by the way, I'm not reaching.
No, absolutely not, Dennis.
No. You're not, and you're giving Tom Gavin a ride to the beach house.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Oh, he called me to ask myself last night.
Okay, all
I
right.
I knew that would happen.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Doug. We'll be back with more
after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Sorry, dude, I didn't mean to step on you. Oh, that Cart 6 machine. That Cart 6 machine has struck again. Welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. Oh, hey, it's the end of another day for us. I want to thank you for listening to this segment. Don and Mike counsel Lisa Remedy on her upcoming appearance on a David Letterman show. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
Here is our producer, Charles Loring Broyhill. Yes, Charles.
Hi. I just got a panicked call from Leah. You look like a dork, Mike.
I know.
What
try to keep your composure.
Don't you think his UPS stuff looks good?
Yeah.
Can I get something for you?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a package for you, Mr. Broyhill. Here you go. I'll be like the guys that I deal with at my house. I got great UPS guys at my house. Here you go. Thanks. Here you go.
Can I have that on honey wheat?
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. Yeah.
What is the panic call from Leah?
She's upset that you haven't called to wish her good luck yet. So if you would call her at that top number, well, she's staying.
No. All right.
She's staying under that name there.
That's fine.
Oh,
all right.
If you can bring down the.
We have to turn it down so we don't hear what place
what
she's
her
staying.
Fake name is?
Yeah, actually, that's a friend of hers who she is staying with.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask for the? You want me to ask for the fake name off the radio?
Ask for that name off the air.
Okay. All right. She's not staying like in a joint, is she? I mean, a hotel or something like that.
Hold on.
I think it's with a trailer park.
With a friend.
Yes.
Like in a house or a condo.
See how tight she is?
It's a trailer park.
It's amazing.
And here we are. We just didn't want to intrude on her privacy.
Privacy.
And she said we have 20 minutes to call her back.
Okay.
So that was E.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay. They're going to connect us now. We're going to speak to the most insecure actress in the world.
She's going to slam on Letterman tonight.
Mm-hmm. Leah Remedy.
She loves it. She thrives on it.
You know, here we were not wanting to get in the way.
This is funny.
Don.
What's your first name, Linda?
No, this is Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Hey, Leah, baby.
How you doing?
Wait a minute. Don?
Yes.
Is that the correct information?
Is what?
She just said to me, you said, who do I think I am?
No. No, not you. I was saying it to her. She was running me
That's
at attitude.
That's my best friend in the whole wide world.
I don't care. Leah, she's a little bit of a bitch to us.
No. She was kidding with you.
Listen, okay, I'm going to tell you. She starts yelling at us because we didn't call you back. Charlie just brought your message in.
Well,
we
called the media. I told Charlie first thing this morning. I go, do you know how... No, I'm so nervous, Charlie. Oh, my God.
We called immediately as soon as Charlie came in and gave us that message.
All he told me this morning, he said, hey, I just talked to Leah.
What's happened to Charlie?
Charlie says to me, I just talked to Leah. She's... three times already today.
It's true.
She's very nervous. And I said, oh, good. I said, good. Are we going to be able to talk to her when she's backstage at Letterman? And he said, yes. And I said, fantastic. He mentioned nothing about, you know, us giving you a pregame here.
Hey, oh, really?
Hey, yes. Leah, this is Mike. You know what works for me normally when I'm nervous?
First of all, Mike, I know your voice by this point, but go ahead.
Thank you. What works for me, Leah.
Don't you know what works for Mike, Leah?
You know what works for me, don't you, as far as if you're really, really nervous?
What?
Just drink a bottle of wine before you go on.
Exactly.
Then you'll lay on the floor.
Anybody want some of this?
Listen.
I'll finish it off.
Baby, are you really nervous about...
Not a zip of wine did we have. What?
Are you really nervous about this Letterman thing?
On it.
Listen, don't be nervous.
Do you know why?
Why?
Do you guys watch him?
Yes.
He... If you are a woman, right, and I think this is maybe just not just a woman thing. I think men are in there too. But I say, if you're a woman and you come on there and you're kind of a little bit sleaze going on, but at the same time, if you say anything stupid, anything, God forbid you're nervous and something stupid slips out,
right?
He'll bury you.
You're not gonna.
He is gonna love you.
You first off.
He'll bury.
Okay.
Me.
First off, you're not gonna say anything stupid.
No, because I very well can. This is what happens to me when I get nervous. Say, like we're doing an interview, right? And I, like, try to sound intelligent, but I never know the word that I'm looking for. But I'll go, you know, and I'm looking for the word, and by that time you could park a Mack truck in there.
Well, let me ask you some questions.
I go like this. You know when you're trying to, get to the store? Like, the word get is what I was looking for the whole time.
Right, Leah, let me talk to you.
Have you had a pre-interview?
Mike, thanks for the laugh. What?
Did you have a pre-interview?
Yes.
All right. What did you discuss in the pre-interview?
Okay. What did I discuss in the pre-interview?
Yeah.
We discussed... I have to go into the bathroom while I talk to you. I have to finish my hair. Can I pick up this other line in the bathroom while I'm talking to them? No. Is Nicole? No.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
You hear them?
She's so nervous.
We're going to call you on the other line.
Okay, call
we'll
us
call
back.
You from the other line.
All right, call us back.
Okay, right, bye.
All right, bye.
Cool.
I'm nervous.
I love this.
That's a very.
I love this.
That is a very, very uptight young Hollywood actress,
and she's coming to us for help.
Sure,
she's coming to us.
Coming
for
to the
help.
Pros,
the pros, the psychologists.
Coming to the pros to walk her through this Letterman thing.
Because we know show business,
right?
We really do. We know how to handle the big bad Dave.
How about that friend of hers, though? Jesus Christ!
You know she sounded hot.
Yeah, well, she had to be with that
she
attitude.
Real, real
sure.
hot.
She had to be. Her and Leah. Imagine after Leah kills on Letterman tonight, they'll go back to that room.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have a little PJ party.
Oh, man.
Pillow fight.
You know, just the two of them. Oh, Mike?
Yes.
Here is the fellow who sent you the UPS uniform.
Oh, let me give you a round of applause, sir.
Hello,
you the man. It's G.A. Rivers. What's the first name, Mr. Rivers?
First name's Dave.
Dave. That's why it's G.A., I
guess. Why'd you say G.A.?
Well, that's where the uniforms come from.
Okay, so what's your name is Dave?
My name is Dave, Sacramento.
Dave from Sacramento. I cannot tell you how generous you were to send me this UPS uniform.
Well, you remember I talked to you about it a couple weeks ago.
I remember that, and you know, and I wish that I could say that everything fit, but the hat and the jacket fits perfectly, and the shorts I've given to Don.
Oh, great!
I am going to, as a matter of fact, during the commercial break, I'll go throw these shorts on.
And then, you know, I'm going to give him the, I'm actually going to give Don the shirt, too, and because the shirt I know will fit him.
Okay, great. There's a hat in there, too, for you, right?
I'm wearing the hat right now. I'm wearing the hat and the jacket.
Although, I'm going to have to do something about this. I don't think you notice this, Mike. On these...
That's
on
a hell of a waistband, isn't
on
it?
On these shorts, it's size 36, and they say UPS on the inside?
Yes.
On the back... They've sewed your name tag on the back.
Oh, really? Like to be permanently there on the back of them?
Last name, O'Mara. First name, M.
M, right.
UPS
right.
guy. Well, you know, you can pretend you're me.
Well, no, you know what? My belt will cover that up.
Well, your That's belt right. is not an issue because say hi to your brand new special issue UPS belt.
Oh, they sent
that
you
came
a
with
UPS?
The package.
Wow.
Yes, sir, from Dave, my friend Dave.
Hey, could I ask for one thing?
Hold on. You know what it says on here?
What?
The tag on the belt? Belt, mail, new, UPS.
There it is.
So it's even a UPS issue belt.
That's a standard issue
cool.
UPS belt.
It's all official, guys.
Jesus.
This is fantastic.
Oh,
hey,
Dave, hold on a second. We have neurotic Leah on the line. Hold on a second. Hey, Leah, baby?
Yes.
Okay.
We
right,
talked
hi.
About...
You know what I mean? Yeah.
This is what we talked about. We talked about the difference between... I don't even remember. You see, that's the...
All right, listen.
This is what's going to happen to me.
Here's my point.
Okay.
You've already had the pre-interview.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're going to go out there and be...
Right.
And I'm going to tell you why you don't have to worry.
You have really nothing to worry. There would be so many other guests that would have to worry. You do not because
First?
Of, well, the obvious.
But listen. Here's the thing, though. I watch David Letterman, and I watch when there's a bad interview.
Yes.
I'm the first to sit there and totally shell that person out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's,
I don't go, oh, she must have been nervous. I'm like, oh, look at her. No personality.
It's not going to be a bad interview.
The loser Leah, story she's telling.
Leah, here's the first reason. It's not going to be a bad interview.
Okay.
Are you near a mirror?
Yeah.
Okay, look in the mirror.
Okay.
You see how hot you are?
No.
Oh, come on.
You're hot.
You're so
you're
hot, Leah.
Even the slightest... Minor flirtation with Mr. Letterman, he will be putty in your hand.
Yes, and furthermore...
But I don't want to do that.
Well, no, and you know what?
What?
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Your comedy...
Don't you think that's what women do, though? Like, that's the easy
out? No. I'm telling you, whenever he gets a hot girl on there, he's never mean to a hot girl. Never.
And you don't have to flirt
he's
with me,
He's never
right.
mean to
Contrary.
A hot girl.
Contrary, my friend.
No.
You may not get the subtleties... of it, but I see it.
Well, I think you're going to charm him. You're going to be, you know what I said before we talked to you? I said, what you're going to be, this is regardless of how long your sitcom is on the air, you're going to be the perennial Letterman guest after tonight.
Yeah,
he's going to be in love with
he's
you.
He's going to love you.
You think?
Absolutely.
Now, listen, hold on. Very seriously now.
Right.
We spent time with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we were with you, you made us laugh. And
yeah, but I was comfortable with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
You will be...
comfortable with him because...
But we've been working on our relationship.
You speak guy talk. You speak guy talk.
Right.
You will slay Letterman. Wait, hold on. Just listen to me. What did I tell you about those ratings?
Okay.
I tell you, don't worry about those ratings.
Yes.
Did you win your time slot again this week?
That's what I was waiting to hear from you.
Yes. You won your time slot.
Going away, you won your time slot.
You want to know, 18 to 49, you had a 4.9.
Okay.
You want to know what that she-male Brooke Shields had?
What?
A 1.8.
Shut up.
A 1.8. We called yesterday and got your ratings on this show.
Really?
You guys kicked ass again.
You are a CBS star.
And furthermore, that piece of garbage show that's on after you?
I can't say anything about that show.
You don't have to. I'm just telling you the fact. You handed off a great audience to them that they could not keep up.
Okay. What are you going to wear tonight? What are you wearing on
that? Okay. By the way, they don't like you to wear all sexy clothes on that show.
No, is that because of Dave?
I think because he just doesn't like the hooper and holler, which I understand. I mean, it kind of sucks for a host to be standing there while people are going, "Whoa!"
Yeah, it's good enough for Conan.
All right, well, what are you wearing?
Okay, I am wearing a black long skirt and a black little, like, halter type top that kind of meets my skirt, but a little stomach.
Are you going to wear a bra?
A midriff. Okay, midriff.
Are you wearing a bra?
I have to wear a bra, honey. I wish I didn't have to wear a bra.
A bra with straps?
Bra with straps, but you won't see it.
Okay.
You won't see the bra.
So it's conservative yet a little sexy.
It's kind of like, would you say it's kind of like Audrey Hepburnish type dealy?
He loves that. That's good. That's perfect. Yeah. He likes that.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, he likes that. He does.
And listen, here's another thing that works heavily in your favor.
What?
The other guest tonight, Lily Tomlin. Okay. Dave might as well have a man come out and be the first guest.
Listen, but they're really good friends.
I don't care. Okay?
And she's not as funny as she used to be.
You're going
to
get Lily Tomlin out there, and it's going to be boring. Letterman is going to be saying, please, God, give me a real woman. Give me a real guest.
Absolutely.
And you're going to go out, and you're going to slay him.
Okay. Do you hear the traffic going on here?
Yes, what is your window open?
Honestly, I'm in the bathroom.
It's going to be terrific. I mean, really, Lily Tomlin coming on first. That's like Brad Pitt coming out after Jackie Mason.
No, I think I got to go out first.
Are you the lead?
The first? Yes!
I'll give you a second. You have nothing to worry about.
No, it's not a good thing. It's like, get the thing over
No.
In case he wants to go.
You're the lead.
No, come on.
You know the truth about that.
Leah, you take anything good and make it bad. If you're the first guest, then you're
set. Do you understand now why actors have not such a great life? Do you see the stuff that we stress about constantly?
But this is, you're the lead. If you're the lead, then you're golden.
Don't stress.
And you should be the lead.
You can keep conversation with a goober like David Letterman.
Let's just have a hypothetical conversation.
All right, I'll be Dave. Here she is, King of Queens. Hey, what's happening on that King of Queens, Leah?
Nothing.
All right. Leah, you're lovelier. You're lovelier. You're lovelier than ever. And I'll tell you right now, you're just fantastic. The show's a big hit. Things are going right for you. Going great. What do you think of that?
You know what? He'll probably He will probably goof on CBS.
Do you think?
Yeah, because he hates working at CBS.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, sure, he hates anybody corporate.
He hates CBS, so when he does that, you'd probably want to play along with that.
Okay.
You know, say, CBS sucks, or whatever he wants to say.
I can't say that. I don't own a building like he does.
Not in so many words to say it sucks, but, or you could give the political answer, well, Dave, it's working out good for us.
And then here's the key.
What?
Towards the end of the interview, you jump on his desk and you flash him.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, you can't?
No, that's what that slut Drew Barrymore did.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It just made such a big splash.
No, listen, you are going to do fine. How long are you going to be on? 12 minutes or something like that?
No, I think it's literally like 6.
Okay. Yeah. Listen to this. You're stressing about 6 minutes.
Okay.
David Letterman, first off.
Okay, worst case scenario, I suck.
Okay. The absolute worst case scenario is that you do so bad that they have to just cancel the show and run a rerun tonight. But that's not going to happen.
And if he's copping a real toot with you,
yeah.
I mean, if he really is and it's out of your control, and I know it can be occasionally, wave at Paul.
Okay.
You ever see when the guests are really getting dissed and they kind of like look over to Paul? That's usually a signal to him that, hey, back off me a little bit.
Listen, but he's not going to diss you.
No, he's not.
He's not going to diss you.
Worst case scenario, I bomb. Like, I'm all nervous and my jokes don't land or whatever. And you guys need to tell me the truth. You need to say, Leah, not your best interview. You need to be able to be honest with me.
We'll tell you the way you... But you're going to do fine.
Now, okay. I don't want to do fine, though, Mike.
But the thing is...
You're going to kill.
He is... I know the way this guy reacts towards female guests, and you're right. There have been female guests that he hasn't reacted nicely towards, but you are not in
that
category.
But they're all dogs, like Sean Colvin.
No, I would bet... He had a pretty, pretty, pretty girl on.
Who?
I don't even know her name. All I know is it just didn't go well.
But you're not even in that category. You're not in the category of the mindless supermodel.
Right. I'm not in the pretty girl category.
No, I didn't mean that. Stop being so insecure. Wait a minute. Let me finish here. Okay. Don and I get very excited when we talk to Leah, and we kind of talk at the same time.
Okay.
But I just want to tell you this.
Do we really?
You're not in that supermodel category of ditzy. You know, you've got something to offer. He's going to love you. You're gorgeous, and you're funny. And that's not most of the women that go on that are in that, hello, Dave, I've just finished my, my swimsuit model shoot. It's not in that category.
Leah, I will make a bet with you right now.
Okay.
And I know you're a rich Hollywood star, so I'll bet you any amount of money that at the end of the interview,
yeah,
he kisses your hand.
Okay.
How much you want to bet he kisses your hand?
I bet you $100.
You're wrong.
And if he kisses your hand, you've been coronated.
Yeah. You think so?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And if he kisses your hand first...
Then
forget it.
Wait. Then no, you owe me $1,000.
This too. If he gets up to greet me, like kind of walks over.
Right.
Because that's kind of something I hope happens.
All right, that I wouldn't hold out a lot of hope for.
Why?
Because you're new. You're new on the show.
Because you've never been on a show before.
You think he'll just stand there?
Hey, no, I bet, you know what? I bet he'll meet you halfway. I bet it's one of those deals where he'll walk behind the chairs. Come over and say hello to you, and he'll probably lead you into the chair.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, Don. I mean, what do you think, as far as the first greeting, what type of greeting should Leah offer Dave? You know, because he gets bear hugs, he gets the friendly handshake, he gets the European kiss.
I think you hug him.
I think you got to hug him.
I think you got to hug him, Leah.
I heard he doesn't like to be touched or something.
No man would not want to be touched by you.
No, seriously.
And I'm serious. When you come out, you don't want to shake his hand because that's too cold.
Okay.
You don't want to kiss him because that might be too forward.
Okay.
So what you do is, when you go out, you got to make it like... Well, let me ask you something, just between you and me.
Okay.
Do you ever watch him or do you watch Leno?
I always watch Letterman.
Oh, all right. Then you don't have to fake it. If you're a really big fan of Letterman...
I really am.
Then when you go out, show that. Hug him.
Right.
And when you hug him, when the microphones are not on, like you whisper in his ear, Dave, I can't believe I'm here. I've been a fan of the show for so long.
Right.
You know, give him some of that.
All right.
Because
that's true.
Yeah. Well, and even better if it's true.
And that's another thing. I don't want to be real kiss-ass either.
That's good. You're not.
But I want to be honest. I want to say I really am a fan of you. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, then tell him that's what you whisper to him.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to be here.
And then that puts him at ease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then right away he says, you know what? This girl is on my side.
Okay.
And then I'll bet you $100 he kisses your hand. I bet you $100.
All right, $100.
And I'll tell you, when he kisses your hand, you're going to have two guys in their home standing up and applauding at the television.
Okay.
And listen, you're going to kill it this tonight.
You are.
Okay.
You're good at...
You are if you can get out of that traffic jam in the background.
Isn't that amazing?
What is that?
Outside our hotel.
You're going to do great. Now, he hasn't asked you like to be in a skit or anything, has he?
No.
All right, well then... Then don't worry. Then you're going to go out and you're going to do your 6 minutes and it's going to fly by.
Okay.
You know, and you've already got the pre-interview crap that you know you can fall back on.
Right.
And if you have to, you know, you just wing it.
Right.
Okay.
You just wing it, man.
Yay. All right.
You're going to do great.
Okay.
Now listen.
What?
You need to call us from the green room.
What if I can't? What if I'm too nervous?
Yeah, what? Too nervous to call your best buddies?
All right, I'll do that.
All right. You need to call us from the green room.
All right.
And have you thought about leaving your cell phone on while you go out there?
No.
Why?
That's hacky.
Well, I know it is, but it would be
that's
great.
That's hacky.
Who are you talking to, though? You're talking to the people that, you look up hacky in the dictionary.
Hi, it's us.
There's our picture.
No, you guys are not hack at all.
Oh, yeah, we're total hack.
You guys are not hack.
Yeah, have we ever explained to you that we are one step above circus clowns on the show business
line?
Yes, we are.
No, you're not.
We'd like, see, from our standpoint, nothing be better than just to hear you being interviewed by Letterman from your cell phone in your pocket while the show's being taped.
And then at the end, when he kisses your hand, we hear the...
No way. I'm too scared.
I'll
call you from the green room.
All right, call us from the green room.
All right, I'll do that.
You're going to do great.
You're going to do great. Good luck.
Don't worry.
Thank you, guys.
Call us from the green room.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Jesus. There she is, the most insecure actress in the world.
She is going to kick ass.
Yeah,
she's fine.
Please.
She's come to depend on you now.
Well, yes, she has buzzed.
You know that? You're very important to her.
Yeah, Mike, I want you to know something.
Yes.
Who did she call in her time of need?
Right.
Not pretty boy Angelo.
No, not at all. Us.
She called us.
And I think we did some good there. Yeah. I really do. I think that, I always, ever the skeptic, I have that second that this is just one giant manipulation on her part to get publicity.
That was real trepidation on her part.
I think so. Yeah. I think she's a good friend of the show. It's just, I always have that skeptical side.
She was genuinely upset about the prospect of going on Letterman.
We were legit when we say, I think she's going to kick ass on that show.
I would bet money on that. She'll have a killer appearance on that show.
She, to me, every female guest I've seen on Letterman, she fits into the category of the kind of, one thing, don't you think, no matter how good-looking a woman is, one thing one of those talk show hosts wants is the great interview. The person that's funny, that's casually funny, that's easy funny, that can just be themselves and say funny stuff.
Bingo. And she is
natural. She makes me laugh, really. When we're sitting there out in California and we're having lunch, she's funny. I mean, she is. Yeah. She can't help but be funny.
She'll be able to keep up with him. Mm-hmm. The one thing I didn't want to say to her is that there is the outside chance.
Right.
She might say something to him that hits a little close to home.
Well, that's so
good. She does have a little bit of that ball buster in her.
If she gets a big laugh, though.
Yeah, he'll like it.
He'll
run with it.
Yeah, he is, I think, don't you think he is the moodiest guy in show business? Next to us, he is the moodiest guy in show business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has no ratings.
Yeah,
so I mean, he's got a reason to be moody.
He had a good week last week, right? Didn't he, Buzz?
Yeah, much improved lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, he had five guys watching instead of four guys watching.
No, there are gonna be four guys. There are gonna be 20 guys watching tonight.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good. Well, we'll chat with Leah again from the green room as we walk her through her David Letterman show.
She is quite a package, and I should know that.
You're the UPS guy. And Mike, let's finish now with Dave, your friend who sent you this fabulous UPS outfit.
Dave, that's one of the nicest things anyone's ever done for me.
Hey, I'm glad to do it. I'm happy you got it.
Thank you.
And the only thing that I would ask in return is an autographed picture of you guys, Buzz, all of you guys.
You got it.
If I could get that sent to my house.
Sure. Absolutely.
Hold on. And Cameron Gray will be glad to take the autographed picture. Blah, blah, blah.
No problem.
Thank you. Hold the line just a second. All right. Well, I had other stuff to talk about there, but
right.
Fortunately we had to put on our psychologist hats for just a moment.
Oh, this is cool. Mm-hmm. So very cool. I wish her the best. I really hope she does well.
You know she'll do great.
I know she will.
She'll kill. Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.